The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury Union High School football. All season long, catch every game, home and away, as the Tigers defend their state championship. Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by Napa Auto Parts, the A. Johnson Lumber Company, Monument Farms, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Denneker Chevrolet, LaBerge Insurance Incorporated, Autumn Gold Jewelry, the National Bank of Middlebury, Lathrop Forest Products, One Credit Union, Foster Motors, Woodware, Champlain Valley Properties of Middlebury, Mike's Auto and Towing, Vermont Field Sports, Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon, Desiree Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromatch, J.P. Carrera and Sons Concrete, Community College of Vermont, Countryside Carpet and Paint, the University of Vermont Health Network, Porter Orthopedics, and Shear Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. And now, with a call of the game, here's Bjarke Sears and Bruce Eamon.
Well, it's the last day of summer if you look on the calendar, folks. And if you were up here at College Pearly Sports Complex this afternoon up in St. Albans, you can feel that fall's coming on. Well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to week four of the Middlebury Tigers football season as they travel up Interstate 89 to take on the St. Albans Bobwhites. I'm Bjarke Sears with my partner, Bruce. Bruce, it's going to be an interesting game, week four.
Well, it certainly is. You know, Bjarke, we really don't know what to expect in this game. You know, the Tigers come into this game at 1-2, dropping a shootout last week up in St. Johnsbury, a game that they dropped 44-32. But oddly enough, their offense played very, very well. They've scored 32 points, and they really ran into the Jay Cady show last weekend, him, the quarterback for the St. Johnsbury Hilltoppers, having a hand in every touchdown that they scored last week. But we really don't know what to expect today.
No, we don't. It's funny you mentioned the Jay Cady show. I got home last weekend, and my daughter says to me, "Dad, you know, people critique you a little bit. My dad, you talked about that Jay Cady guy constantly, Dad." And I said, "Well, kind of had to." But the Tigers tonight, it's going to be a different beast. It's going to be Middlebury Tiger football. Middlebury Tigers running team are taking on the St. Albans Bobwhites, also a running team, play a very similar style to the Tigers. It's going to be a little bit of a stormy night tonight. Right now, the wind is whipping, absolutely whipping from the south. Although there's no rain, it could very well start, it looks like, at any time. Bruce, you noted on our way over just how quickly the clouds are moving from the south to north. This is going to be an exciting game. This is going to be old-time football in many respects. But at that point that you made earlier, which team are we going to see tonight from these Middlebury Tigers? Who are these Middlebury Tigers? That's going to be the question. That's going to be the question that we want answers to tonight. Week four, teams got to figure themselves out.
Yeah, they certainly do. And, you know, the last time that these two teams played was in the quarterfinals of the Division I football playoffs last year, October 28th, here up in St. Albans, a game won by BFA St. Albans, 34-20. Different team, different year, but again, not really sure what to expect. As you mentioned, Bjarke, St. Albans comes into this game 2-1, beating CVU, having lost to MMU, and then squeaker last weekend against Rutland, 29-28. But for Middlebury, really kind of a strange year so far, losing to Colchester in the opening weekend, 34-28. And we were a little concerned after that game because we thought that Middlebury had a tough schedule. We thought that was one of the games that we could, you want to say that you could count on a win, but we thought that they would win that game. But then they come in and they just dismantle Hartford, 27-14 at home. And then last week, a shootout with St. Jay that they lost 44-32. So again, coming into week four of the season, a lot of questions for Middlebury.
A lot of questions. Those are questions we're going to get answers to. We'll be back in a few moments after we step aside. We'll keep going down to kickoff here on 92.1 WVTK.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
Set, five, ready, five, ready. Hut, hut, hut.
Hey, Martin, it's fun to watch these football games. Oh, what does that mean? The striped guy has his two arms up in the air.
It means it's good for the Tigers. Looks like they're headed for another win. Keep up the winning tradition, Tigers.
For all your fall needs, shop Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini, and then it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians. And they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
When making home improvements, consider your options carefully.
Excuse me? Hello? I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Hi.
Oh, finally. I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Well, you're in the plumbing department, so...
So you can't help me?
No.
Countryside Carpet and Paint is your hometown experts in paint, flooring, tile, and hardwood. Their advice is genuine, and they truly care about how your project comes together. Countryside Carpet and Paint in Middlebury.
Decorate the countryside away.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Look under your feet. That's concrete. And whether it's at home, on the farm, or in the workplace, concrete makes up foundations, sidewalks, barnyards. There are lots of uses for concrete in Addison County, but there's only one place to get it. J.P. Carrera & Sons. Their state-of-the-art plant, modern fleet of red, white, and blue trucks, and experienced drivers ensure the quality and efficient delivery of your concrete, crushed gravel, wash sand, and stone. Route 116 Middlebury, 388-6361. J.P. Carrera, the name in concrete.
No one likes being on the sidelines. But if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the field, ice, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at PorterMedicalCenter.org/orthopedics.
This is Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
And we're back on 92.1 WVTK. It's the pregame as the Tigers are coming up week four, going to be taking on the BFA St. Albans Bobwhites. The Tigers and BFA always engage in exciting games. They're always rough. They're always physical. But this year, Bruce, this game, fourth game of the season, it has really special importance, actually, for both teams.
Yeah, it certainly does. For those of you that may not know the way it works in the Division I standings or in the playoff picture, the top eight teams in Division I make the playoffs. And right now, at the beginning of the season, Bjarke, it's just kind of a jumbled mess. There is an eight-way tie for first place. So Middlebury comes into this game in a two-way tie for ninth, with the Essex Hornets and CVU and Brattleboro tied for 11th. But again, in coming into this game at 1-2, Middlebury really needs a win tonight.
They do, and one reason why they need a win is, you know, if you look at the standings, yes, they're in ninth, but they're only one game out of being tied for first. I mean, for those at home, there is something called the QPR, quality points rankings. We'll get into that more as the season goes along. Basically, you get more points for games on the road than you do for wins at home, things like that. But really, at this point of the season, you're looking at overall record and how you're doing. The difference between 2-2 after 4 weeks, and then the potential to make the playoffs, and the difference between 1-3 is just massive. When you only play eight regular season games, when there's only eight teams that are going to make it in the playoffs, this middle of the season really, really can make a tremendous difference. You go one, get 1-3. If you end up 1-4, you're now in a hole that's really, really hard to pull out of. So for the Tigers, in terms of their playoff run, in terms of their playoff seeding, tonight's really going to be important. And one of the things that's going to be important for these Tigers, based on the last couple weeks, based on all 3 weeks, really, is their defense. Colchester, pretty good at times, but a little shaky. Hartford, quite good. St. Johnsbury, they literally never made St. Johnsbury punt. There was only one time St. Johnsbury didn't score, and that was on an interception near the end of the first half where J.K. kind of threw it up because he wasn't that worried about it. He knew they were going into halftime. So for these Tigers, what defense is going to be? That's the question.
Yeah, well, they've given up 92 points in three games. That's just about 31 points a game. That number has got to come down if they're going to do anything in the playoffs.
Absolutely. And against the St. Albans Bob White team, this, I think, of all the teams so far, is going to be the best measuring stick for how the defense is doing. St. Albans, a good running team. From what I understand, they're missing some of their top running backs. So that is something that's going to affect them. So the Tigers aren't going up against a team that's really, really super hot. St. Albans does have Cooper Coffey, who ran for 111 yards and three touchdowns, including the go-ahead touchdown last week against Rutland. But if they can key in on Coffey, that should make their job easier. This team, I think, St. Albans, pretty good team, probably not great. This is the kind of team where your defense wants to show up and show out.
Well, they really need to show up tonight and do that, Bjark. You know, it's interesting because they're giving up 31 points a game, and you mentioned their defense, but one of the things that they've done very well is score points. They've scored just 29 points per game, which is a lot of points in high school football. One of the things for me that's a key, who's going to be able to maintain control of the ball tonight? The weather conditions are less than ideal. It is very, very windy up here. So I don't think you're going to see either team pass much at all.
Nope.
Because I don't think you can keep it in the air without it getting picked off or just going awry. So I think we're going to see Middlebury Tiger football today where you just run.
And then one question with what we're going to see is what's the weather going to do? And again, I described it for those who were tuned in during our last segment here, but for those of you who maybe just joined us or didn't hear the last time, the weather here really is kind of a unique situation. The wind is really, really cranking right down. It's gone down a little bit, but the flags are absolutely outstretched. Straight. And what's unusual, they were coming from the south. Generally, up here at Collins Purley, we're up on a hill overlooking St. Albans, a little bit away from the lake. Generally, the winds come across the lake. And actually, the press box and the stands will block some of that wind a little bit. And, you know, if you're throwing, the wind is coming across the field. In this case, the wind is coming directly from one end zone, the south end zone, blowing towards the north end zone, meaning the wind's on your side one direction, but you have a tendency to overthrow. Were you to throw the other way, it's going to be right in your face. The rain, it's hard to say what's going to happen. It was pretty beautiful about 20 minutes ago. Now it's completely overcast and starting to darken up, but it's moving so fast, it looks like even if we get rain, that could move out. So if we have rain in the second quarter with it windy, now ball security could be an issue. And ball security's been a little problem so far this year.
Yeah, again, you've got to hold on to the ball, and in a game like this where you're taking on another team that is going to be running like you are, whoever has better ball control and is able to maintain possession of the ball. I think like we saw last week in the game against St. Johnsbury, in the third quarter, one of the drives that the Tigers had, they held the ball for 9 minutes and 12 seconds in the third quarter, and that resulted in a touchdown. I think if you do that tonight, you'll have some success.
Yeah, holding on to the ball will be important, and it'll also be important to get your people out into space. That's one thing we've seen the Tigers do so far this year. As you pointed out earlier, the offense has been doing well. And to point out, the offense is largely ridden on the shoulders until last week of two players, and then two more players stepped up. So far this season, C.J. Bryant really made a splash that first week with just an outstanding game. The sophomore fullback on the season right now has 32 carries for 252 yards, a healthy average of almost 8 yards a carry. Quarterback Tim Gettleman is averaging almost 6 yards a carry on 29 carries. But then last week, we had some people emerge. Tyler Buxton would barely handle the ball, ended up running quite a bit and scoring a touchdown on a reverse. And then Wyatt Cameron, who hadn't made any receptions so far in the year, had 5 catches, 68 yards, and 2 touchdowns. So the Tigers' offense is starting to become diverse, which is nice to see, and they're going to need that tonight, as you point out.
Yeah, and again, the key for me is defense, and we'll see if Middlebury is able to stop St. Albans and you know, get into the groove quickly and really play Tiger football. They did that a little bit last week. Again, in the third quarter, St. Johnsbury had jumped out to a pretty big lead by that point. But again, in the third quarter, they got back in that game by just doing things that they did well, and it worked.
You know, it's an interesting thing that you mentioned the third quarter. If I look at it, I'd do a breakdown statistically of every quarter. The third quarter of this year, Middlebury scored 8 points if you take all three third quarters combined. Their opponents have scored none. They've allowed no third quarter points. They've allowed 22 combined in the first, 35 in the second, and 35 in the fourth, and yet they have not allowed a single point in the third. So whatever's happening in that third quarter every week, whatever adjustment that those coaches, who we know are very good adjustment makers, have going into that third, we need to see that coming right out of the gate today. You know, whatever they're doing right, and I think what they're doing is ball possess, you know, ball control, hanging on to the ball, really just encouraging being tight up on that line and doing a good job. It really works by the third quarter. Can they get that going in the first? That's going to be important. Well, we're going to step aside for a few moments, and we're going to be back with the starting lineups and a few last thoughts as we're headed down to kickoff. We're getting ready for the Middlebury Tigers to take on the BFA St. Albans Bobwhites on 92.1 WVTK.
Here at Shearer Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. I know we talk a lot about the great deals, but there's more to Shearer than just great deals. We remain committed to the members of our communities. Whether we're taking a youth group bowling, sponsoring local community events, we believe it takes a village to make everyone successful. Find out more about how we support the local community. Follow us on Facebook, shop local, and join our village. Come visit us at 1675 Shelburne Road in South Burlington. Find out for yourself why thousands of people choose Shearer.
Desabray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single-load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
Hey, it's Mike.
And Shane from Mike's Auto.
Hey, Shane, I think we should have been electricians.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Because we sure fix a lot of lights.
Yeah, like your check engine light, airbag, ABS, TPMS, and maintenance lights.
Yeah, and don't forget headlights, brake lights, taillights, dome lights, and dash lights.
Oh, and that's not all. We can pretty much fix anything that's screwed or glued to your car.
So if your car shakes, rattles, bucks, spits, or just plain has a hissy fit, bring it on in.
Oh, and don't forget about your state inspection.
And remember, if we can't fix it,
it ain't broke.
Mike's Auto, Elm Street, Middlebury.
Hey, sports fans. Paul here from Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. Archery season is fast approaching, so make sure you drop into the shop and make sure your bow is tuned up and dialed in opening day on October 6th. We have great deals on crossbows and compound bows and a variety of arrows. We can check your draw length and bowstring to make sure you're ready for the range. And don't forget to check out our brand new website, vtfieldsports.com. Remember, always hunt safe and hunt smart. Thanks, and have a great day.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
You're listening to MUHS Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
And we're back at Collins Pearly Sports Complex up in the home of John LeClair up in St. Albans as we are waiting for the Middlebury Tigers and the BFA St. Albans Bobwhites to kick off week four of the high school season. Tonight, the Middlebury Tigers come in with a record of 1-2, currently tied for ninth place, I believe you said, Bruce. And they'll be taking on BFA St. Albans, who come in with a record of 2-1, and a real squeaker last week, Bruce.
Yeah, they beat Rutland 29-28 in a game that we thought should have been a little easier for them to win. So we'll see what they're able to do today. And again, you know, it's going to be very interesting with the wind the way it is, but it is a great night for football.
And it highlights the importance of hanging on to the ball, certainly. Last week, BFA was able to take advantage of two Rutland fumbles in the fourth quarter. They got a one and were able to score with 16 seconds left. They were able to run the ball in. The extra point carried the day. It was Cooper Coffey with his third touchdown of the game last week, who was able to win that game and put BFA up by a score of 2-1. Now, this season isn't the only thing on anyone's minds. You have to keep in mind, of course, that it was BFA that knocked the Middlebury Tigers out of the playoffs last year up on this field. And so for the Tigers, certainly a bit of redemption there, but they can't really be worried about last year. They have to be worried about this year and where they're going. And a great opportunity tonight. As we said, even though they're in ninth place, all those other teams are only one game ahead.
Yeah, exactly. That's why you play these games, too. And I'm excited about this game. I'm excited to see which Middlebury team we see.
And, right, yeah, which is it going to be? Well, right now we see them. They've actually come out on the field. They're going to be wearing their road whites with black pants with orange piping on the side. The St. Albans Bobwhites have not come out on the field yet. But as we wait, Bruce, why don't you run through our starters for tonight's game?
All right, we'll take a look first, Bjarke, at the Middlebury offense up on the line on the left side, the left split end, number 22, senior Zach Dunn. At left tackle, number 68, junior Tristan Cannell. At left guard, number 79, senior Spencer Catterett. The center, number 66, senior Will LaRocque. The right guard, number 51, senior Riley Brown. At right tackle, number 64, senior Lucas Farrell. And the right split end, number 89, senior Wyatt Cameron. The quarterback is going to be number 18, junior Tim Gettleman. The left halfback, number 11, senior Simon Fisher. The fullback, number 2, sophomore C.J. Bryant. And the right halfback, number 14, junior Tyler Buxton.
And that line has been doing a good job this year overall, creating space, getting space for the running backs to move. They're a quick line. They're not big, but they're able to get the outside. They do a nice job of sealing those corners, letting the running backs get upfield. It'll be interesting tonight to see how big the St. Albans defensive line is and how they match up. How about some St. Albans starters, Bruce?
Yeah, we'll take a look at the St. Albans offense, Bjarke, at quarterback number 10, Nate Laughlin. He is a senior. The running back number 20, Caleb Norris. He is also a senior. On the offensive line, we've got number 56, junior Nick Boyer. Number 57, Thomas Remilliard. He is a sophomore. Number 58, Noah Vincelette, a senior. Number 66, Hunter Tabor. He is a junior. Also on the offensive line, number 75, Owen Jarvis. He is a senior. We got the kicker, number 81, Cam Dunsmore. He's a junior. The running back, number 84, Dominic Lisinski. He is a junior. And the tight end, Mark Howergan, number 88. He is also a senior.
And the St. Albans Bobwhites are coached by Jeff Murray, Rusty Brandon, Keith Carlton, Josh Corrigan, Anthony Sorrentino, Will Howergan, Randy Clark, and Luke Coffey. They've got a bunch of coaches. Middlebury Tigers are coached by Dennis Smith, assisted by John Newseder and Jed Malcolm. And we hear the music coming on for the St. Albans Bobwhites to come out of the field. And Bruce, we've talked about it a little bit, but just for the people who've just joined us right before kickoff, what are the couple of things we're going to look for tonight?
Well, one of the things I think is probably the most important for Middlebury is get off to a good start, play Tiger football. You've done things this season, averaging just under 30 points a game on offense. What they're doing is working. Tim Gettleman, the quarterback, has done some wonderful things this year. C.J. Bryant, we've talked about him a lot, able to run the ball. And my key to the game here is to get into a groove, do the things that work for you, and play Tiger football.
You know, one of the things I'm going to be looking for tonight is last week we talked about how they needed to get Tyler Buxton involved. He hadn't been very involved. Last week he scored on a reverse. He actually threw a touchdown pass on a halfback option that Zach Dunn was able to bring in for his first touchdown catch of the year. So the Tigers, I thought, got a little unconventional for the Tigers last week. They were mixing it up with some different plays and doing some exciting things, I thought, on offense. I'd like to see them keep that going. I think the more diverse this offense could be, they don't have bangers. They don't have traditional people who just kind of slam it up the middle the way they often do at fullback. So I think they need to be creative as an offense, and I think they can do that. The one question is on defense, can they win the point of attack at the line of scrimmage? Can the defensive line stop these St. Albans running backs and keep them from slowly bringing it up the field? St. Albans, if they have their druthers, is going to try to make a very long drive down the field, try to eat up tons of clock, much the way the Tigers traditionally do. But I think that's the way St. Albans is doing it this year. For the Tigers, it's going to be essential. Get off the field. Get that ball to your offense. Let the offense, whether they score quickly or score slowly, take that ball for a little while and do some things. You know, really keep it out of St. Albans' hands. That's going to be important tonight.
Yeah, one of the things that we've also seen that the Tigers do have is speed. C.J. Bryant, when he gets the ball, is just gone. He's got another gear, and we've seen him do that this year. And hopefully that's one of the things that they can utilize today to surprise the Bobwhites.
C.J. absolutely does have another gear, and so too does quarterback Tim Gettleman. He's really surprisingly fast, I would say, when you see him out there. And so then it kind of becomes an interesting question of do they go there too often? I have felt a little bit this year, a little bit of a tendency to put it in Gettleman's hands. He's a good runner, but the more diverse you can have that offense, the more people you have touching the ball and running with it, I think better able the Tigers offense is to keep other teams back on their heels. So tonight, I'd like to see a diverse offense. Ideally, I'd love to see that they put the ball in a lot of different people's hands along the way.
Well, one of the reasons that worked last week, some of the special plays, is it's kind of unconventional. It's not something that Middlebury is known for. And quite honestly, the plays that you're talking about, they really caught St. Johnsbury really unprepared for those plays. I mean, they succeeded, like, immediately.
Yep.
Which was nice to see. So, again, I agree with you. It'd be nice to see because they had good results.
They absolutely did. They absolutely have had great results. So that it's going to be stopping that running game going to be a big key tonight. Right now, the captains are out on the field having a conversation. It's starting to get darker here. The lights are on. The wind is still blowing substantially. It's gotten pretty gusty now, whereas before it was a pretty sustained wind coming out of the south. Now it's starting to blow in gusts, which will be interesting to see. Rain is holding off. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful night for football, Bruce.
Yeah, Middlebury Union High School Tiger football on WVTK is brought to you in part this season, Bjarke, by Napa Auto Parts on Court Street in Middlebury. They got parts for the car, the truck, the boat, even the 18-wheelers. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge, your local fresh milk from their farm to your local store. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your local True Value hardware store, and a whole lot more. And Denneker Chevrolet, where they give you free state inspections for as long as you own the vehicles on Route 7 South in Middlebury. Denneker Chevrolet, find new roads.
And they're talking it out here. Looks like they're coming off the field. And I'm going to talk it over for a moment here. I'm going to stand up and see where we get started. We are going to step aside for a moment. We'll be back for kickoff on 92.1 WVTK.
Hi there, this is Craig Lee, sales manager at Foster Motors in Middlebury. It's the Ram Power Days and the Jeep Adventure Days here at Foster Motors, and I want to invite you into our dealership to find a vehicle that works for you. I could sit here and throw out all kinds of discounts and amazing payments on vehicles for like 30 seconds, or I could just offer you our services. Great deals on new, pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs, and vans, and great trade values at a dealership that is there for you. Come in to Foster Motors. Sit down with a member of our sales staff and see why we are much more than just a name on a mud flap. And always remember, at Foster Motors...
How many times have you really felt good about the financial institution you deal with? The people who use all the varied services at One Credit Union on Green Street in Virgins do. It might be because One Credit Union is known for their unmatched personal service. This service is provided by people you like to work with, not by people you have to work with. Low-fee banking services provided by people you like. It all adds up to One Credit Union. If your bank doesn't add up to that, it's time for a change. One Credit Union, Green Street, Virgins. One Credit Union, together we are one.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance and a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer's always-right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7 South in Middlebury.
If it's Tiger football, it's on WVTK, Fort Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. Now back to the field for more Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK.
One of the best things about this season for Bruce and I here as we bring you all the action at home for the Middlebury Tigers is that every game has had meaning. Every single game is a story. Every single game so far this year has been important. And this game is certainly, in some ways, I would argue, the most important one so far of the season. Tigers coming in 1-2 really needed to get back to the 500 mark to feel good about the rest of the season and to feel good about playing well. For the BFA St. Albans Bobwhites, looking at 2-1, but they easily could have been 1-2. For them, it's about proving what they have. Well, we're ready for kickoff, folks. The wind is coming from the south. BFA will be kicking away to the Middlebury Tigers. The Tigers will have the ball on offense first. BFA will be kicking with the wind at their back from the south 40. And then the Tigers will be coming left to right on your radio dial. They're set up, ready for the kickoff. Waiting back at the 10-yard line is Simon Fisher and Ian Plouffe. And the kicker gets ready to send it off. This is going to be Adam Martin on the kick. No, Cam Dunsmore with the kick for the Bob Whites. And Dunsmore approaches the ball from the 40. He puts it up in the air. It's a high, pretty good boot. Going to send the receiver back. And it falls out of his hands, goes in the end zone. That is going to be a touchback. Tigers are going to take over first and 10.
And Bjarke, you saw there on that kickoff the way that the wind is going to impact this game. He kicked that ball at the 40-yard line, and the wind just caught it and took it another 20 yards. Way, way, way back. So, again, I think you're going to see a lot of action on the ground today. Very little in the air.
You are. For these two teams, it doesn't hurt them as much as if, say, St. Johnsbury was playing here tonight or Burn Burton or something like that. These are running teams traditionally. However, the Tigers are coming out for their first play with Gettleman under center with their four wide receivers set up they've used so much this year. One fullback in the backfield and two on each side. They're going to start up the middle with C.J. Bryant. A huge hole opened on the left side. He's going to gain about 9 yards before being brought down. That was a nice start for the Tiger offensive line.
Yeah, it certainly was. And like we talked about in the pregame show, Bjarke, one of the things that we were hoping to see the Tigers do, their line play as strong as it has. And on that play, they gave him a lot of time to be ran left there and picked up. They're going to give him 9, 2nd and 1 from the Middlebury 29.
And it is Gettleman under center. He has four wide receivers, two on each side. He has Bryant behind him. He's going to plow forward himself. Gettleman is on the quarterback keeper. Gain about 2 yards or so. It's going to be first and 10 from the Tiger 31.
And we'll see here if the Tigers, as we also mentioned in the pregame show there, if they'll be able to get into a groove here and start playing Tiger football really from the initial kickoff in the first series. How great would it be if they're able to put some points on the board right away?
It certainly would get everyone very calm. Gettleman under center. He's got four wide receivers. He's got Bryant in the backfield behind him. Moves one of those wide receivers behind him and hands it off. It's going to be Fisher coming over to the right side, able to shed a man and turn upfield, getting 6, maybe 7 yards before he gets driven out of bounds by the St. Albans Bob Whites up around the 40-yard line. It's going to be second and about 4 coming up.
And on that play, Fisher ran right along the sidelines before eventually getting knocked out of bounds. And again, good job using his speed to pick up a whole bunch of yards.
One thing I'm seeing, though, I think there's a decent amount of speed on the linebacking core for St. Albans. So that first play, there was a lot of space. It actually closed up fairly quickly. I think these linebackers for St. Albans are pretty fast. Gettleman under center, four wide receivers, one running back. Three wide receivers now on one side. It's going to go to Bryant up the middle. Nice hole. Dodges the right side at the 50. He's down to the 40. He's down to the 30. He's got wheels. He gets to the 10. Ted puts a stiff arm out. Gets down there to about actually the 11-yard line. What a pickup for C.J. Bryant from the 39 down to the 11.
C.J. Bryant using that speed that we talked about, using it to run all the way down the right sideline before being taken down at the 12. First down and 10 from the St. Albans 12, 10:38 to play first quarter, scoreless.
Yeah, that's certainly the kind of pickup the Tigers like. And so far, both times Bryant's run the ball, the Tigers have done a tremendous job opening up space for him. Tigers looking at a first and 10 from the St. Albans 12-yard line. Gettleman under center. He has Bryant right behind him, four wide receivers. It's Buxton in motion from the right to the left, but they're going back to Bryant again, and he finds a hole. He's moving forward. He's going to pick up a few yards there, probably about 4. It's going to be second down at about 6 from the 8-yard line.
And again, Middlebury, this will be their fourth play of the drive, doing a nice job moving up the field. And in this case, they're doing it quickly.
They sure are. Right now, it's just because once they get that hole open, these fast speedsters for the Tigers are able to really utilize that. See if St. Albans could stiffen here, but right now, Tigers are having it their way early in the game. 0-0, 9:45 left to go in the first quarter. Gettleman's under center. Now they're back in the double wing with one wide receiver on either side. Buxton moves from the right to the left in that double wing, but then they hand it back to Fisher for a counter, and that is smothered by the Bob Whites. They drive him back. There's going to be a gain of no yards, probably even a little bit of a loss on the play.
And the Bob Whites with a nice job there getting penetration and stopping any forward progress.
It's going to be 3rd and 6 coming up for the Middlebury Tigers. 9:13 left to go in this first quarter. The ball is on the 8-yard line. The Tigers do have the ability to get a first down before they get in the end zone. The score is 0-0. This is the first offensive possession for the game for either team. Gettleman under center with four wide receivers and one running back. He's gone. He's going to roll out to his left. Looking downfield, he's pursued by a defensive lineman, and he throws it out of bounds. It's going to be fourth down for the Tigers. Generally, they would kick it here, but the wind is directly in their face. We'll see what the call is.
And again, on that play, the bob weight's getting penetration and causing Gettleman to rush. He really didn't have a lot of time to throw that ball and actually did a nice job making sure nobody else picked it off.
Yep, good decision. As coaches would say, live for another day, right? He was able to do that. Tigers right now looking at a 4th and 6 from the 8-yard line. Again, they can pick up a first down without getting a touchdown, but they are going to go for it on 4th down. Gettleman's under center. He's got three running backs in the double wing. He's got a wide receiver on either side. He calls it out. Motion from the left to the right. But he's going to hand it up to the middle of Bryant. No go for Bryant. Tigers, for all that offensive success, come away with nothing on their first drive.
And so it's going to be a change of possession. And the Bob White's going to be taking over 1st and 10. They're marking it on the 8. Or now it's on the 7. So 8:47 left to play first quarter. Scoreless between the Tigers and Bob White's. And we have a change of possession.
Interesting possession there for the Tigers. On one hand, you have to feel fantastic about your offense, the fact that you were able to move the ball like that. But to come away with no points, right now your defense needs to help you out. Here come the Bob Whites up to the line. Nate Laughlin under center for the Bob Whites. Double wing. He puts a man in motion. He's going to go with a fullback up the middle. And number 33 lost his helmet coming through the line. Cooper Coffey, who did so much heavy lifting for the Bob Whites last week, gets a gain of about 3, maybe 4 on that first down run. It's going to be 2nd and 7 or so coming up from about the 11-yard line.
You know, going back to the previous possession for the Tigers there, we talked about the dearth of kicking in Vermont high school football, but I think even with a strong kicking game, I don't know if you would have been able to do that with that wind.
In this wind, you had no idea what's going to happen. This time, we've got the shotgun for Laughlin. He's going to hand it off to running back, try it over the right side, gated forward for a little bit, is Caleb Norris. Norris just found a spot on the right side of the offensive line, dove forward for about 2 yards or so. Looks like it's going to be 3rd and about 3 coming up for the Bob Whites from their own 14. Right now, it looks like the Bob Whites so far have been able to do what many running teams do like to do, you know, get 3 or 4 yards in a carry, make it so that third down is pretty short. And sure enough, this one is 3rd and 3 from their 15. Laughlin is under center this time. He's going to hand it off. Tigers do an excellent job smothering that. There's actually a loss of about 1 yard on that run, and it's going to be 4th down. Great work by the Tiger defense to start.
Well, again, it looks like they're going to be punting here, and interestingly enough, although they're going to have not a great spot to punt from if they do that, because of the wind, you get that up in the air, I think this is probably going to be a 40 or 50-yard kick.
Yeah, and it's interesting because it is so gusty. If it was 4 minutes ago, you would say it would have really flown. 30 seconds ago, I'd say it wouldn't. The wind's just kicked back up. And this is going to work pretty well for them. It's going to hit at the 50. It's going to be picked up at the 42. Man's bringing it on this near sideline. It's Buxton plowing forward. Gets all the way across to the 35 or so of the St. Albans Bob Whites. Tigers come out with fantastic field position to start their second possession. 0-0.
That's a 25-yard return after picking up the ball, running along the right sideline there. And so the Tigers are going to take over their second possession of the game with fabulous field position here.
Yeah, Buxton just has so much speed. So many of the Tigers do. Really, that shouldn't have been that tough of a kick for St. Albans to cover. But he was able to, with his speed, make some hay. 1st and 10 from the 34 of St. Albans. The Tigers have it. 6:52 left to go in the first. Score 0-0. Gettleman has it. Keeps himself. Dodges to the outside. Able to avoid the shoestring tackle. Turns upfield. Gets about 6 yards before he's brought down by a gang of BFA St. Albans tacklers, including number 25, Matt Bayard.
6:35 left to play first quarter, scoreless between the Bob Whites and Tigers here from the Collins Purley Sports Complex up in St. Albans. A windy Friday night, Middlebury Union High School Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK, Port Henry.
Great pickup there by Tim Gettleman, able to make it his 2nd and 4. And one thing I really like about 2nd and 4s, Bruce, is that it really does open up your offensive playbook. You can go for something that's kind of designed for short yardage, long yardage, any number of things, because you know you have downs remaining. This time the Tigers are going to be in a fairly traditional Tiger look. They're coming in with the double wing. That means a halfback. They're going to call timeout, so I'll explain this a little. In the traditional double wing, Bruce, which you don't see a lot in, people may not be familiar with college or the pros, but in the double wing, you take a halfback and you put them outside of the tackle. on each side of the offensive line. Then you have one fullback in the backfield directly behind the quarterback. And Tigers often will do this with two tight ends in on the line. But this year, they've been tending to put a wide receiver out on either side, kind of to spread the defense out.
You know, we were talking in the pregame show about which team would we see tonight. So the initial drive, the Tigers move the ball all the way down the field. They're not able to score. But then on the other hand, you know, a question of half empty, half full. Last week they had so much trouble stopping the other team on defense. A really tough time stopping St. Johnsbury. And then they make a tremendous stop here on the bob weight. So I think they're probably feeling pretty good about themselves right now.
They certainly should be to have the ball right now. Remember, it's 2nd and 4 from the St. Albans 28 or so. 6 minutes left to go in the first. Score is 0-0, but the Tigers are moving the ball. Tim Gettleman under center with the double wing behind him. And he goes back, and he's going to hand it to Buxton, who came on a counter. Buxton comes up the middle. He's getting an excellent job by the offensive line. That's going to be a gain. They're going to get from the 29 down to about the 19. That was a gain of about 10 yards, maybe 11, actually.
On that play, running left there, the Middlebury offensive line giving him time and space to do what he had to do there, picking up a huge chunk of yardage. And you're right, Viarki, 1st and 10 from the 19, 5:40 left to play first quarter. Middlebury and BFA St. Albans scoreless.
Gentleman comes up under center. He's got four wide receivers, one running back behind him. And he's got Buxton coming in motion. He's going to hand to Buxton up the middle. Buxton gets immediately tripped up after a gain of about 2. It's going to be 2nd and 8 coming up. Tigers are still, of course, in the red zone for St. Albans. Tigers in good position right now.
And this is their second time in the red zone on their second possession. So hopefully they can put some points on the board, unlike last time where BFA did a nice job stopping them.
One thing I'm seeing tonight is early on in the season when they were going to go to plays that weren't designed necessarily involving C.J. Bryan, they would bring in Thatcher Trudeau to be a blocking fullback, and Thatcher does a nice job. Right now we've had quite a few runs today where C.J.'s been the lead block. This time Gettleman's going to take it. He's going to swing it out to Fisher on a pitch out. Fisher's going to get down the 10. He's leaving people behind. He's going to get to the pylon. He is in. Touchdown, Middlebury Tigers. Nice job there by Fisher. He took that, ran it, got a dodge to the outside, was able to make a couple people miss, just turned on his speed. Excellent job there.
And so the Tigers draw first blood, going up 6-0 on their second drive of the game, a drive that started at their 34. They had excellent field position and getting it in the end zone in 5 plays.
Yeah, this Tiger offense, which has been productive so far this year, even in their losses, the offenses have been very productive. Certainly have to feel very good about the way tonight has started. They moved the ball very well the first drive, although they did give it up on downs. This time they're able to go down and get a touchdown. Right now they are going to kick the extra point into the teeth of this south wind. And waiting for the snap. It's up. It's down. And the kick is blocked. Gettleman's kick is blocked. We'll step aside. It's 6-0 on 92.1 WVTK.
No one likes being on the sidelines. But if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the field, ice, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at PorterMedicalCenter.org/orthopedics.
Everyone knows how great it feels to accomplish 2 things at once. That's the great thing about dual enrollment at the Community College of Vermont. You can earn free college credits to get you started on a degree that also counts towards your high school credit requirements. It's the perfect 2-for-1. So if you're a Vermont high school junior or senior, consider dual enrollment at CCV. And if you're not feeling ready for college, no worries. CCV offers Intro to College and Careers, a free class for any high schooler that teaches you the skills you'll need to be successful. So apply today at gotocollegevt.com.
This is Middlebury Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
And we're back. The Tigers have just kicked away to the Bob Whites. It was nothing too exciting. The ball dribbled down on a squib kick, and the Bob Whites able to pick it up. They're going to start out first and 10 on their own 38-yard line. Middlebury Tigers leading by a score of 6-0 after the Simon Fisher 17-yard run into the end zone. Bodie Rubright's kick was blocked. It's not Tim Gelbman. It was Bodie Rubright. His kick was blocked. And right now, St. Albans comes in to take over. Nate Laughlin now back in the shotgun. He's got three wide receivers and one running back. He's going to hand it off to one of those running backs. And that is going to be Caleb Norris, who goes up the middle for a gain of about 3 or so. They're going to be looking at 2nd and 7, BFA is, from their own 41-yard line.
And the Middlebury defensive line, they're doing a nice job in mitigating the damage there, limiting that there, giving him 2. So 2nd and 8 from the 41.
And they, Laughlin this time is under center. He uses a lot of different looks here. They've got a bunch of tight ends and one running back in the game. And they're going to hand it to that running back, and he's going to plow forward. Gain of about 3. There is nothing fancy right now about what St. Albans is trying to do. They are just hitting the middle. That was the star of last week's game, Cooper Coffey, coming up, and he's got a little bit of a limp as he comes up off the ground for the Bob Whites. The Bob Whites are looking at a 2nd and 4 from their own 45.
Well, Coffey went right up the middle there, and unlike the Middlebury starters, Bjarke, we don't have the height and weight of the Bob White players, but Coffey looks like he's a pretty big running back there.
He is. He is in at fullback, the only fullback in the game, although they bring one man in motion. Laughlin is under center. He's going to keep it himself and look downfield. He's being pursued by Bryant. He's not going to be able to get it away. He's driven out of bounds, and that's going to be a sack technically for Ian Plouffe on that play. Middlebury Tigers standing up again. It's going to be 4th down. BFA is going to have to punt it away.
Yeah, 3 and out is probably not what the Bob Whites wanted to do after Middlebury just put it in the end zone. But again, the Tigers really utilizing one of the big weapons that they've had. We've talked about this before, their speed, and their speed coming up or leading to a big play there. And as you mentioned, Bjarke, the Bob Whites have to punt.
And punting away they are from the 37-yard line. Putter's back. Pretty decent punt. Witt gets hold of it, though. It's going to take it out of bounds earlier than he would have wanted. So the official is going to have to walk this back a little bit. My guess is they're going to end up at about the 37-yard line. That's where the Tigers are going to take over. Remember, the Tigers are leading 6-0 with 3:17 left to go in the first quarter. And right now, there's been no sign that the Bob Whites really could stop Middlebury's offense.
Not right now. I mean, they're utilizing their speed on both sides of the ball, not only bringing it in the end zone, but on that last series for the Bob Whites, using it to shut them down.
And they're looking over at the sideline. The Tigers do not go into a huddle the way they used to. If you've been following the Tigers for years, a few years ago they moved to a no-huddle offense. Right now, 2 wide receivers to the left, 2 wide receivers to the right, 1 fullback in the backfield. 1 wide receiver moves into a running back. Looks like the ball got fumbled on the snap. Gettleman had to dive on it. He did get about a yard, actually, when it was all said and done. It's going to be 2nd and 9 coming up from the Tigers from their own 38-yard line.
In the pregame show, we were talking about the importance of holding on to the ball, and it's great that they were able to pick it up and maybe get a yard on that, but again, that's one of those, if you go on to lose this game, one of those plays you look at, is it a wasted play or not? I guess you could look at it that you didn't lose the ball, but still, a missed opportunity, perhaps.
Tigers come up to the line. They are in the double wing with 1 wide receiver on either side. Buxton motions from the right to the left. And it is going to be Bryant trying the middle and immediately repulsed by the defensive line of the Bob Whites. In fact, they blew Bryant back into Gettleman as he stood there. So that's going to be they're saying no loss, that he stopped him right at the line of scrimmage. So coming up, it's going to be 3rd and 8 for the Tigers from their own 37.
You had mentioned earlier in the game, Bjarke, that the Bob White's lines on both sides of the ball look like they have some speed, and you can certainly see that that is indeed the case. They were in the backfield quickly.
They are not a huge line, though. It's interesting. This does not look like a big, strong gang. They're pretty small. Looks like they can probably move pretty quickly. And we take a timeout. Mentioned a few of our sponsors here at 92.1 Football on 92.1 WVTK.
And Middlebury Union High School Tiger Football on WVTK is brought to you in part this season by LaBerge Insurance Agency Incorporated for all your insurance needs on Washington Street in Middlebury. Autumn Gold Jewelry featuring the Earth's Most Beautiful Gifts. Autumn Gold Jewelry on Main Street in downtown Middlebury and at autumngoldjewelry.com. The National Bank of Middlebury with locations in Middlebury, Bristol, Vergennes, Brandon, Hinesburg, and online at nbvt.com. Tom, One Credit Union, your locally owned credit union on Green Street in Vergennes, and Lathrop Forest Products, with over 64 years of experience in the forests of Vermont. They have the skills and the capability to consistently harvest timber.
And after taking a timeout, the Tigers are coming back up to the line. 3rd and 8 from their own 38, leading 6-0. 2 minutes left to go in the first quarter. Gettleman's under center with backs in the double wing. Gettleman has it. He hands it to his running back, Fisher, able to make someone miss and gets to the corner. Gets driven out of bounds. Will he have the first down? It looks like he will. Nice job there by Fisher on that reverse.
You know, when Fisher got that ball, he very carefully put his arms over to make sure it didn't get stripped, and he just ran right and utilized that speed to pick up that first down. A nice job by Fisher on that third down to pick up the first, and Middlebury keeps the chains moving. 1st and 10 from their 48, 1:50 left, 6-0 Middlebury.
Simon already has 31 yards on the night. That includes a 17-yard touchdown run early in the first quarter. Tigers come up to the line, 1st and 10, as you said, Bruce, almost at the 50-yard line. Gettleman's under center. He's got two running backs and three wide receivers. They're going to go with Fisher again, going to him early and often. Maybe a little too often in this case as he gets brought down at the line of scrimmage. One thing about these St. Albans Bobwhites, they tackle in gangs. There's five people on top of you by the time you get tackled. He gained about a yard on that carry.
And one of the things that's really impressed me about the Bobwhites so far, that line, is that speed. That when they get through, when they've gotten through, they're through there and quick.
Actually, we give him 2 yards on that carry. It's going to be 2nd and 8 for the Tigers coming up from the 50. 1 minute left to go on the clock in the first quarter. Middlebury Tigers are leading 6-0 on that Fisher touchdown. The extra point was blocked. Gettleman under center, three running backs, two wide receivers, calling it out. He gets it. He's going to hand it up the middle to Bryant. Again, stuffed at the line of scrimmage. C.J. Bryant's first two carries were very effective. 9 and 49 yards. The last four carries, 4 yards, 0 yards, 0 yards, 0 yards. St. Albans appears to be aware of what they have from the young athletic sophomore.
And on that play, number 76, Owen Bennett, the defensive lineman, the junior, doing a nice job getting in there and blocking up any room that the Tigers had.
Tigers, with about 20 seconds left to go in this first quarter, leading by a score of 6-0, come up to the line. Looks like they're going to try to run one more before the clock goes out. Gettleman under center with three running backs, two wide receivers. Gettleman has it, goes to Fisher. Fisher tries the right side of that line, gets a decent little run before he runs into the linebackers. He's going to get up to about the 46, and that's where we're going to start the second quarter. At the end of the first, it's Middlebury 6, BFA 0 on 92.1 WVTK.
Chaplain Valley Properties is ready to help you with all of your real estate needs. If you're looking to buy or sell, Chaplain Valley Properties will provide you with the highest level of service. They're at 70 Court Street, Middlebury, a company with trusted real estate professionals looking forward to assist you whether you're selling your property or purchasing a new home, land, camp, or farm. See all their property listings by going to their website at ChaplainValleyProperty.com.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
This is where the Middlebury Tigers play. 92.1 WVTK.
It is the Tigers starting off with a punt here in the second quarter. They're punting it downfield. It's going to keep bouncing. The coverage team's going to try to cover it, but they're not going to be able to. Zach Dunn almost got there. It's going to be a touchback. And St. Albans are coming out on the field to take over, looking to see what they can do early in the second quarter.
Yeah, so one quarter down, 3 to go, and the Tigers leading 6-0. Simon Fisher with a 17-yard run. The Tigers getting on the board in the first quarter, a 5-play drive, 34 yards. That really started when the Tigers took over with really great field position, and we'll see what type of impact field position has in the second quarter and the rest of the game, because right now, 1st and 10, on the 20 for the Bobwhites.
And the Bobwhites are now have two running backs in the backfield with Laughlin to protect him a little bit. He's going to hand it to one of those running backs who tries the middle. Great job by the Tiger defensive line. and linebackers to bring down the running back for the Tigers. It was Thatcher Trudeau on that tackle of the St. Albans running back, number 33, Cooper Coffey. And that was a gain of one. It's going to be second and nine coming up for the Bob Whites from their own 21. Tigers are leading 6-2-0. Starting to feel, if you hear the wind in our headsets, it's starting to feel like the wind is picking up out here. And it is Laughlin now moving under center. He had a wide receiver completely out of position, but he's okay now. And he goes back. He's going to hand it to a running back up the middle who's trying to plow. Lots of Tigers coming on, including Spencer Catterett driving him back. A gain of about 1 yard, 2 yards, we'll say. Second and third and seven coming up for the, well, really third and six coming up for the St. Albans Bobwhites.
10:50 left to play in the second quarter. Middlebury leading 6-0. And Bjarke, one of the things that's been kind of neat about this game is, unlike the past couple of weeks, no penalties so far.
No, absolutely. It's been a pretty clean game, minus one fumbled exchange that the Tigers were able to recover, one that they had fumbled. Laughlin under center. He's got a man in motion, but he's going to try the middle of the running back. Big hole for that running back. Comes flowing forward. However, as he came through that hole, a flag came out. I anticipate that's going to be a hold against BFA, but we'll see. As it stands right now, that was about a 13-yard gain. I expect it will be coming back. We will see. And sure enough, they are moving it back. Yeah, well, they think they are anyway. They're talking it over. And as they take their time out here, yes, they are going to walk it back, see if it's the minor or the major variety of movement here.
No real indication yet as to what the call was.
No, the official looked like he had a plan and then he didn't.
And now they're talking about it right about the 25-yard line.
Of course, I will point out that any basketball fans at home will just point out that you just did do what they say not to do to someone on the foul line, right? Yeah, he hasn't missed a foul shot all night. Of course, on any play, you could have a penalty.
True.
And,
we have a
huge
against the Blueberry Tigers.
It was a legal hit against the Tigers. There was no indication that that was coming. However, it could not have been a particularly bad variety because they only marked off 5 yards. It's going to be a first and 10 from the BFA 39-yard line. That's where St. Albans is going to take over. It was a nice run by St. Albans in the first place to pick up the first down, and then they get advancing of the ball against the Tigers on a penalty. Laughlin is under center with two running backs behind him. He's going to hand it off to his running back, big fullback, trying the middle. He's going to gain about 2 yards, is Cooper Coffey. And right now, Coffey is showing the ability to kind of make hay even when it doesn't appear that he has any space.
Well, again, utilizing that size to go right through the line, his offensive line has done a nice job giving him time to get set up. But you get the sense, you know, based on his workload last week, that he's one of those backs that's going to get the tough yards for the Bob Whites.
Second and eight. Don't trust that thing. Second and eight coming up for the Bob Whites from their own 41-yard line. And Laughlin's going to keep it himself. He's got defensive linemen on him as he's going out of bounds. And that was a nice job there. Sack was made by Bodie Rubright. Nice sack there, driving him out of bounds. And that's going to be loss of about 4 on that by Laughlin.
Boy, Rubright came across the field and doing a nice job forcing him out of bounds. Laughlin really had nowhere to go, and Rubright pushed him right out 8. Well, it's not on the board, but it looks like that was a loss of 5 or 6.
They're going to keep it 10 most of the time. It's a little confusing. Yeah, it was a loss probably of about 5 when we see it. So third and about 13 coming up for St. Albans. Laughlin has it. He hands it off to a running back, and he gets tripped up. Trips over his own man, it looks like, and the man he tripped over actually hurt himself. He's out on the field laying down. That is big number 68. That was not actually on our lineup sheet right now, but everybody's taking a knee and they're checking him out on the field.
Yeah, Bjarke, Middlebury Union High School Tiger football on WVTK is brought to you in part this season by Foster Motors, home of the Week Hair People on Route 7 South in Middlebury. Woodware, offering the finest furniture, housewares, and accessories on Route 7 South in Middlebury. Champlain Valley Properties of Middlebury, looking for a new home? Visit ChamplainValleyProperty.com. Mike's Auto and Towing for all your car care needs and a whole lot more. See them online at Mike'sAutoMid.com. That's Mike'sAutoMid.com. Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon, for all your home, business, and agricultural fuel needs. They're located on Route 22A in Bridport and in Brandon. Vermont Field Sports for all your sport and hunting needs and a great selection of new and used guns on Route 7 South in Middlebury. Desibre Laundry, dry cleaning and full service laundromat, 1232 Exchange Street in Middlebury with a drop-off location in Vergennes. And J.P. Carrera and Sons Concrete, always ready to mix and they guarantee a solid finish. Call them at 388-6363.
So with 9:13 left to go in the second quarter, the Middlebury Tigers are leading by a score of 6-0. About halfway through the first quarter, it was Simon Fisher on a 17-yard run into the end zone, and then the extra point was blocked. That put the Tigers ahead 6-0, and that's where they remain. Right now, St. Albans has the football, but they are facing a fourth down after some excellent Tiger defense, and they are going to be punting it away to the Tigers. They're going to be punting it, it should be noted, into the wind this time. The player for St. Albans has gotten up and has come off the field. Its players are getting back out, ready to line up, ready to deal with this punt. We can tell St. Albans does not feel confident in the passing game. They were facing a third and very long and just tried to run it. We've only seen one passing attempt by either team tonight. That was the Tigers with an incompletion. The punter is set up at about the 25-yard line, and this is just a flopper off his foot. Got hung up in the wind and then went out of bounds at the Tiger 42-yard line. Really, overall, a gross punt of about not even quite 30 yards.
Not even again, but there was really nothing you could do about that. Seeing that come off the kicker's foot, it just hung in the air.
It did.
Literally stopped.
Yep, it did. It just froze for a moment. It was kind of interesting. It looked kind of like it came off his foot wrong, but then he realized, no, it just got hung up in the wind. Strange weather out here. The moon was just out. Now it's gone away. Interesting night up here in St. Albans. Tigers first and 10 from their own 47-yard line, leading by 6-0. With 8:56 left to go in the second quarter. Tim Gettleman in at quarterback, under center, three running backs in the double wing behind him, one wide receiver out on either side. Gettleman calls for it. He's going to look to Bryant, but then keeps it himself. Then pitches it out to Fisher, well by the line of scrimmage. Fisher finds a nice hole on that right side, bursts forward for about a 7-yard gain or so.
And Gettleman doing a nice job getting rid of that ball, but as he did, he got crushed.
He did. That is one trouble with that quarterback pitch-out option that you have, is really the quarterback needs to make that read on whether the defender that's coming around is keying on the quarterback or whether they're trying to hedge towards that running back. If they do towards the running back, you keep it yourself. If they come towards you, you pitch it out. It's most effective if you hold it for a while and then you can pitch it out. The problem is you open yourself up to a hit. Second and two coming up for the Tigers from their own 46. Gettleman under center. He has it. He's going to hand it to Bryant, who tries up the middle, and he gets grabbed onto and thrown back. That's going to be loss of about a yard and a half. It's going to be third and three coming up for the Middlebury Tigers. One thing with Bryant, he is powerful going straight forward, but if you can stack him up, he's not very heavy, so you're able to drive him back pretty easily once you stack him up.
Well, one of the things that the Bob Whites have done in this game is tackle in droves, and that's exactly what they're doing. They loaded the left side of the line there, and very little, if any, gain. Actually, a loss of one.
Third and three coming up for the Tigers. Gettleman's going to keep it himself and roll back. He's looking downfield. He's got potential. Overthrows his man. It was Fisher going downfield. They did have the wind at their back. It is quite possible, I think, that that was an incompletion caused by the ball just taking off a little bit. So I thought Simon was going to have it.
I certainly did, too, and as well. You know, I was watching it flutter in the air, and you could just see it just extend because of the wind. I mean, that's going to have a big impact on the outcome of this game if you take that away for both teams.
Yeah, to really have no chance to really do a whole lot. Now, it is going to be a fourth and three coming up for the Tigers. Remember, they are the 46 of St. Albans, so they're on the St. Albans side of the field. They are going to punt it away. Tigers, traditionally a fairly conservative team, willing to rely on their defense. The punter is back, waiting for it at the 43. He calls for it. The snap is up. And it's going to be a kick by Trudeau. Nice punt going there by Thatcher Trudeau. It's going to bounce a little too nice, possibly. This is going to end up being a touchback. It's going to be first and 10 from the 20 for St. Albans. Tigers are leading 6-0.
And on that kick, Trudeau doing a nice job getting that off at all. The snap was up very high. He had to bring it down. And as you mentioned, he got it up and into the wind and into the end zone. And so, again, the Bob Whites taking over after 20. 7:21 left to play, second quarter, 6-0 Middlebury.
looks like the Tigers have not entirely figured out what the faces are at different spots of their kicking game. I think we've seen a couple different putters so far this year. Thatcher, that ball really kind of exploded off his foot before it got up in the wind, so I think that's a pretty good sign. He might do some nice things out there. All right, here come the Bobwhites. First and 10 from their own 20. They've got Laughlin under center this time with three running backs, a tight end, and a wide receiver out to the right. Running back in motion. He's going to take that pitch. He's going to head to the right side. He's got a corner sealed. He's going to get forward for a decent little gain. That's the first carry on the night for number 24, Adam Forbes.
And Forbes on that play utilizing his speed, running right and picking up 4 or 5 yards, I believe. We'll see where they mark it.
Looks like about 4 based on the far sideline sticks there.
Yeah, second and 6 from the 24.
And the Tigers are leading 6-0 with 6:52 left to go in the second quarter. Laughlin now is back in the shotgun. He has one running back, 4 wide receivers. A wide receiver comes in motion, but he pitches it out to that running back, who's able to shed one tackle. He has some blockers going forward. Now a gang of Tigers come over and jump on him. But a decent gain of about 3 there for number 33, Cooper Coffey. And they're going to look at 3rd and 3 coming up for St. Albans.
Coffey on that play doing a nice job. He had a bunch of Tigers on his back. He got a couple of hard yards there.
Spencer Catterett with the nice tackle there for the Tigers. 3rd and 3, pretty big one right here for St. Albans. 3rd and 3 from their 27. Big one for the Tigers. They'd certainly like to stop them here. Right now, timeout is going to be taken. St. Albans, we've seen a lot of timeouts so far in this game, Bruce, given how early it is.
Well, I think because of the wind conditions, really, and some of the lineups and everything, the wind is really taking away the passing game in either direction for both teams. And so, if you think about this, the other team knows you're going to run the ball.
Yep.
I mean, that's 50% probability taking that away. They know you're going to run it. Maybe the coaching staff saw something they didn't like, and, better safe than sorry.
Certainly on a 3rd and 3, I think they're looking at every possession probably be as pretty important. Interesting game so far. I think from the outset it looked like the Tigers were going to be able to move the ball at will. They moved it down the field very easily the first drive, although they did eventually stall right near the end zone. On their second possession, they walked right down, got a touchdown, partially aided by excellent field position. Since then, the scoring has dried up, and 6:03 left to go in the second quarter. Game's flying along. Tigers still leading by a score of 6-0. Now, the one thing is, you can't really have field goals tonight, so they don't need to worry about that cutting into the score. Here comes St. Albans up to the line. 3rd and 3 from their own 27-yard line. Laughlin has it, hands it to his fullback, easily picks up the first down, still plowing forward. Nice gain there of about 10. We're going to give him 11 yards on that carry for Cooper Coffey.
You know, another reason that was important for the Bobwhites to pick up that first down, besides the fact that they wanted to get into a groove in their own, if they would have had to punt the ball, they would have been punting from way back on that side of the field into the wind, and that has not gone well tonight for either team.
And Middlebury Tigers defense is looking at a team that's got a 1st and 10 from their own 38-yard line. Laughlin's under center, 2 running backs, several tight ends on the left side, 1 wide receiver on the right. They're going to try in the middle with that running backs. They're starting to open bigger and bigger holes. It's a physical battle. He's actually carrying people. A gain of 6 yards or so on that first down carry by number 20, Caleb Norris.
And Norris, as you mentioned, Bjarke, carrying people on his back. Hard yards there.
Yeah, to Middlebury's credit, the Bobwhites are not getting many yards without being contacted. However, once they get contact, they are managing to dive forward for some more yards, and it feels like that's starting to grow a little bit as we get into this deeper into the second quarter. It is a 2nd and 3, maybe 2nd and 4, coming up for BFA from their own 45-yard line. Laughlin has it. He hands it back up the middle, and that's only about a yard gain for Coffey on that carry. A gang of Tigers coming in and shutting him down. See who the last one off that pile is. And that was, I believe, Ian Plufin. No, C.J. Bryant's in on that tackle at the bottom of the pile for the Tigers. So now it is a 3rd and 2 coming up for St. Albans.
4:24 left to play second quarter, 6-0 Middlebury.
And Laughlin now is going to be under center. He has 2 running backs with him. He's got 2 tight ends. He's got 1 wide receiver on either side. The wide receiver on the right goes to motion to the left. They're going to hand it back on a counter, and an excellent job there. Looked like it was C.J. Bryant who was able to trip up Cooper Coffey. It's going to be fourth down coming up for BFA. Fourth and three, a long three. We'll see if they punt it away, whether they don't. Doesn't look like they're bringing the punting team out of the field, but maybe it's all the same players. And they're talking it over, certainly. We do still have the quarterback, Leedy Laughlin, leading the way out there, talking it up. Looks like they may go for it. At least for the moment, it looks like they will. They've got Coffey under center, two running backs, several tight ends, one wide receiver, split out to the left. Coffey talks about it. They are going to talk about it. Another BFA timeout.
Little disorganization there on the line. It looked like the Bob White's quarterback, Laughlin, did not like what he was seeing, and there was really a delay. He was signaling to some of the players behind him to move. In other words, he didn't like the location. But again, will that taking a timeout there come back to hurt them?
You know, it's kind of interesting in this game. You have to feel like without any minus that a couple big plays, you know, it's a conservative enough game on both sides, it's a low-scoring enough game that I think they feel like each possession really matters. As a result, each possession kind of has a heightened importance, and therefore you need to get set up really, really well. I think it's more important than to keep each possession being meaningful. You don't want to burn any opportunities here because you don't know how many you're going to get. Right now, the officials are talking over. Wind is just flapping their jerseys all around them. St. Albans is talking over what they want to do. They do use a more traditional huddle system. Here they come up to the line. Important play. Fourth and two from their own 46. Laughlin is under center with two running backs, two tight ends, one wide receiver off to the right. And they're absolutely not going to get it. It was taken down by Thatcher Trudeau. Tremendous tackle. Tigers are going to take over on downs.
And that play really didn't even have a chance to develop because Trudeau was through the line literally the moment the ball was hiked.
I have to say, right now, when they try for that counter, and that's kind of what it was, it's a slow developing play. That play is taking far too long from St. Albans' perspective to actually happen. Thatcher was, as you said, in the backfield basically by the time it started. It just took so long. If you're going to do that, you need some sort of I formation, some sort of thing where it's a quick handoff where you can get forward. But certainly to the Tigers' benefit, here comes Tim Gettleman and the gang. This time, Ian Plouffe's going to be out on the field playing wide receiver here. Zach Dunn with him on the left side. Off to the right is Tyler Buxton and Simon Fisher playing wide receiver. C.J. Bryant in the backfield. But it's going to be a Tiger timeout this time, Bruce.
Well, think about this from the Bob White perspective. Not only did the play not work, you also burned a timeout.
You burned a timeout, the play didn't work, and you gave the Tigers the football on the 44-yard line of your own side of the field.
With the wind.
With the wind. You know, it's kind of interesting situation of somebody could say, well, what else would you want? Kind of hard when you have the wind blowing in your face, and that's probably true. Even some sort of squib kick, though, would have put you in a better position than this. But for the Tigers, you have to feel pretty good. 6-0, 3:22 left to go in the first half. Great field position. You could really eat this clock up and either take it to halftime or eat it up, get a score, and be in a nice position going into the second half.
Well, there's a lot of positives so far in this game for Middlebury, especially on the defensive side. We said that they needed to do that better in this game, and that's exactly what they've done.
And the Tigers with a 1st and 10 from their own 44, from the St. Albans 44, leading 6-0 with 3:22 left in the first. Gettleman has it, drops back, looks for quicker, he gets intercepted at the 35, he's at the 50, he's at the 40, there's a flag on the field, however, man gets taken about at about the 24, so that was about a 10, 20, 30, 41-yard return. There was a flag on the field. It's going to get it, go against St. Albans. Looks like an illegal block. However, I do believe it's after the play enough. I do think St. Albans will have the ball, but we'll see what the call is. It might go back to the Tigers. I wonder if they said that they roughed the quarterback after the throw. Wow, what a tremendous turn of events for the Tigers' favor and against the BFA St. Albans Bob Whites. BFA appeared to have a turnover in this very close game. Instead, the Tigers get a benefit of a huge call by the officials, and they are moving downfield. It's going to be 1st and 10 from their own 29-yard line. From St. Albans, 29 yards.
And right when we said a couple of minutes ago that penalties had not really played a big part in this game, this is potentially a huge moment in this game.
That was absolutely a huge play. Gettleman under center, three running backs, two wide receivers. He calls it out. He's going to keep it himself. Headed over to left. No, he pitches it out. And Bryant, trying towards it outside, gets thrown down on the field. And gets driven out of bounds at about the 20. That was a nice pickup there by the Tigers. Gain of about 7 yards is about the 23-yard line. Second and three coming up for the Tigers.
So 3:05 left to play in the second quarter. 6-0 Middlebury. And the ball is right now marked on the 29. They're going to give him 8 on that, second and two.
Tigers are really in a fantastic position right now. Deep in St. Albans territory. Tons of downs. Great situation. Plenty of time, but not so much time that St. Albans will have it when they get it back. Tigers in a real nice position. Gettleman under center. He's got one wide receiver off to his left. He's got three running backs. He's going to hand it to Bryant. Big hole up the middle created by the left side of that offensive line. He's going to dive forward. Nice gain of about 10 or so on that play for C.J. Bryant.
Bryant going right up the middle there. The Middlebury line doing a nice job giving him time to do that.
And Middlebury's going to be looking at a first and 10 from the 13. Actually, it looked like Middlebury wouldn't leave any time on the clock for St. Albans. They might, the way this drive is going. First and 10 from the 13. 2:41 left to go in this first half. Tigers leading 6-0. Gettleman under center. He's got one wide receiver on either side. He's got a running back behind him. He's going to hand off to one of those running backs, Buxton, who's going to get nowhere. Maybe a gain of 1 on that play. It's going to be a second and about 9 coming up from the Tigers.
You know, interesting, because as successful as Middlebury has been on really both sides of the ball, whenever they've tried to do that reverse or a sweep, the Bob Whites are right back there in the backfield.
They are on it, except for that one where Simon Fisher was able to score, with the exception really of that. You're absolutely right. They are a fast pursuit team, sideline to sideline, these Bob Whites are. And for a team, fast team like Middlebury, that is one thing that matches up on both sides. Gettleman under center, three running backs in the double wing, two tight ends, one wide receiver. Gettleman has it. He drops back, rolling to his right, looking downfield, pursued by a couple of Bob Whites, but he's able to throw it away, gets it to Buxton. There is a flag on the play in the backfield from where that position is. So it was probably offensive holding, but we will see. If not, it was a nice gain. Sure enough, offensive holding against the Tigers.
So that one will come back.
It will. It's certainly not what the Tigers needed at this point, rolling along so nicely, working their way towards the end zone. Now they're going to be looking at a second and quite long. Actually, it's going to end up being a second and, are they marking it back that far? It's going to be second at about 25 yards.
Coming now, up. Unless my eyes are deceiving me, it looks like they marked that off 15 yards.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, it's on the
they called a hold, which is not a 15-yard penalty. I'm not quite sure what happened.
They have it on the 29.
They're now at the 29, second and a mile. And here comes Gettleman rolling back. He gets hit as soon as he throws it, but he's able to complete it to Fisher. Fisher's getting down towards the sticks. He's going to make up most of that. He went from the 29 down to about the 5-yard line or so. Nice pickup there. See where they are. It's a little hard to tell. They're at the hardest point of the field to see where they ended up. Now we're going to give a 20-yard gain from Gettleman to Fisher. That's the first technically completed pass of the night. There was one earlier, but it was called back on a penalty. Gettleman looking at 3rd and 7 from the 9-yard line with C.J. Bryant back in the running back position. St. Albans calls another timeout. 1:12 left to go on the clock in the first half. Tigers 6, BFA 0.
So the Tigers threatening here, 3rd and 7 from the 9, so they can get a first down.
They can, certainly. I'll have to explode that much. Hopefully they'll get in the end zone. Tigers could really stand to get a score here, leading 6-0. They moved the ball fairly well tonight, haven't been able to capitalize a whole lot. But BFA, keep in mind, does get the ball to begin the second half.
And Middlebury Union High School Tiger football on WVTK, brought to you in part this season by the Community College of Vermont, where you can go to college and start for free. Just visit the website, that is gotocollegevt.org. That's gotocollegevt.org. Countryside Carpet and Paint on Creek Road in Middlebury. The University of Vermont Health Network, Porter Orthopedics. Experienced orthopedic surgeons specializing in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries and bone and joint care. Helping you get back in the game on Exchange Street in Middlebury. And Shearer Chevy, Buick GMC, and Cadillac.
And right now, it is the Tigers in pretty good shape right now, although they are looking at a 3rd and 7. It's from the St. Albans 9-yard line. Tigers leading 6-0. Gettleman under center. He's got 3 running backs, 3 wide receivers. And he calls for it. He's going to keep it himself and roll to the left. He's going to get that ball away. It's up in the air. It falls harmlessly to the dirt after being knocked up in the air by a defensive lineman. This is 4th and 7 coming up for the Tigers. One would expect a kick here with the wind at their back.
Well, the kicking game all year for all the teams we've seen, including Middlebury, has been kind of an adventure.
Yeah, it's true. In this case, though, they are basically in the middle of the field, maybe a little bit on the right side. They are not terribly far back. The ball is going to end up being set down at about the 15-yard line. So you're looking at about a 25-yard kick coming up for Bodie Rubright. And they are waiting for the snap. It's going to be Tyler Buxton who's going to hold it. The snap is high, but it comes up. That is going to be no good. And the Middlebury Tigers have had their chances tonight, but still lead by a score of only 6-0 with a minute left to go left on the clock in the first half. St. Albans is coming out. Not a ton of time on the clock for St. Albans, but they do get the ball in the second half.
Yeah, not a ton of time. And on that kick, one of the defensive linemen for the Bob Whites got their hands on that as it came off the foot of Rubright, knocking that down. And so again, St. Albans dodging a bullet there. They're going to take over on their own 9. 1st and 10, 1:03 left to play, 2nd quarter, down by 6. The Tigers leading 6-0.
I believe that was the first field goal attempt of the season by the Middlebury Tigers, if I'm correct. All right, so 1:03 left to go. 1st and 10 from the 9. St. Albans expect them to be conservative right here. And it is going to be up the middle to Coffey in a conservative fashion. He's going to get about 2 yards on that carry. It's going to be 2nd and 8 from the 11-yard line. 48 seconds left to go. Expect another Coffey run probably here coming up. I don't think St. Albans wants to make any mistakes deep in their own territory.
Be interesting to see what type of adjustments the teams make at halftime, because both teams went up the field, but not really much going on in terms of actual execution and getting into the end zone.
And right now it is Laughlin back in the shotgun. 1 wide receiver to the right, 2 to the left, 2 wide receivers with him, and he takes a knee. St. Albans is going to be content, it seems, to run this first half out. So at the end of the first half up here at Collins Pearly Sports Complex, it is the Middlebury Tigers leading the St. Albans Bob Whites by a score of 6-0 on 92.1 WVTK.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3600.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini, and then it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians, and they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Summer is coming to an end, and time to think about fixing any problems you have with your car, truck, or 18-wheeler before the colder weather sets in. And get the right parts the first time and quick at Napa on Court Street, Middlebury. See Brad and the staff, and they'll take care of you. And if they don't have a part you're looking for, that does not happen often. They'll have it for you in 24 hours. So the next time you're looking for any part, stop in or call Napa Auto Parts in Middlebury. You'll see why everyone is making Napa their choice. price, quick service from people that can find what you need and find that fast along with the solid advice. See Brad and the staff at Napa Auto Parts on Court Street, Middlebury, for parts for the car, truck, and even the 18-wheeler, and those hard-to-find parts to make your vehicle running smooth. Make your number one choice, Napa and Middlebury.
Monument Farms in Weybridge is 100% authentic and part of Vermont's heritage. They literally do it all, from growing their own corn, raising the cows, feeding and milking them, then processing and distributing the milk. You can find their great local products in many area stores if you live locally. Please stop by their popular dairy store Monday through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
High school football is on 92.1 WVTK.
Well, somebody opened up Aliolis' bag of wind here and is blowing everything across the state of Vermont. As everybody's holding their hats out there on the field, the wind has kicked up. The weather's holding off in terms of rain. And right now, the teams are holding off the scoreboard. Bruce, at halftime here of week four, Middlebury Tigers taking on the BFA St. Albans Bobwhites. Tigers lead by a score of 6-0.
Yeah, the only score coming in the first quarter, a 5-play, 34-yard drive. Simon Fisher with a 17-yard touchdown run to the right. The extra point was blocked. And that's really the only offense that we've had to speak of. And as you mentioned, going into halftime, the Tigers leading this one 6-0.
Yeah, and it's been an interesting game, I would say. It's been a game where the Middlebury Tigers have been able to move the football and have gotten actually twice down quite far into BFA St. Albans territory. One time they lost the ball on downs. The other time they missed a field goal. St. Albans really hasn't been able to move the ball with much efficiency whatsoever. Really trying a run game, and their longest run so far tonight is only 11 yards. So really a game of attrition, but one you have to feel like the Tigers have been in command. But in football, 6-0, one play here or there, you could be in trouble. So even though the Tigers are in command, they have to not feel perfect about the way things are going.
Well, one of the things that happened in that first half that was a huge was that huge penalty that happened that took a huge game away from the Bobwhites. And again, so both teams going into the locker room, and in terms of what adjustments you make, Middlebury's got to get into the end zone, and St. Albans has got to play a little bit tighter football.
Yeah, they really do. And, you know, tonight's an interesting game because we just weren't sure necessarily what team we were going to see on either side of the ball. And for St. Albans, you have to feel like it's a pretty strong football team with a pretty good defense, pretty fast linebackers, but not a physically imposing team, I think. And I think for the Tigers, it's a little bit the same, except they have a little more speed. But neither team looks like they're able to really grind it out in the trenches. I think a big play here or there in the second half is going to probably make the difference.
Well, again, if you think about the conditions that we were just talking about, it is really, really windy here. So a couple of things. You've got a couple of aspects of the game that you can score points, right? Offense, defense, and the kicking game. Well, think about this. They haven't been able to pass the ball, either team, and there's essentially no kicking game to speak of. So basically, both teams are playing this game knowing what the other one is going to do, and who executes more and is able to stop it is going to win.
Yep. And traditionally, both teams would be happy with that game script. These are not passing teams generally. These are teams that like to win in the trenches, like to be powerful teams. Kind of interesting that the personnel doesn't always match that traditional view of what both these teams have, but the coaching staff is very comfortable with this type of game. So it'll be interesting to see what happens, as you said, when they make those second half adjustments. We're going to step aside for a moment, but we're going to come back with more halftime. You're listening to Middlebury Tiger Football with the Tigers leading 6-0 over BFA on 92.1 WVTK.
Hi there, this is Craig Lee, sales manager at Foster Motors in Middlebury. It's the Ram Power Days and the Jeep Adventure Days here at Foster Motors, and I want to invite you into our dealership to find a vehicle that works for you. I could sit here and throw out all kinds of discounts and amazing payments on vehicles for like 30 seconds, or I could just offer you our services. Great deals on new, pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs, and vans, and great trade values at a dealership that is there for you. Come in to Foster Motors. Sit down with a member of our sales staff and see why we are much more than just a name on a mud flap. And always remember, at Foster Motors,
yeah!
here at Shearer Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. I know we talk a lot about the great deals, but there's more to Shearer than just great deals. We remain committed to the members of our communities. Whether we're taking a youth group bowling, sponsoring local community events, we believe it takes a village to make everyone successful. Find out more about how we support the local community. Follow us on Facebook, shop local, and join our village. Come visit us at 1675 Shelburne Road in South Burlington. Find out for yourself why thousands of people choose Shearer.
Hey sports fans, Paul here from Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. Archery season is fast approaching, so make sure you drop into the shop and make sure your bow is tuned up and dialed in opening day on October 6th. We have great deals on crossbows and compound bows and a variety of arrows. We can check your draw length and bowstring to make sure you're ready for the range. And don't forget to check out our brand new website, vtfieldsports.com. Remember, always hunt safe and hunt smart. Thanks and have a great day.
There are many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Vergennes. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in our very competitive lending rates, low-fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your account. You'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union. Together, we are one.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance in a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer's always-right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7 South in Middlebury.
If it's Tiger football, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. This is Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK.
And halftime rolling along here at the Collins Furley Sports Complex. Bruce and I are happy to bring you all the action here on 92.1 WVTK. You're listening as the Middlebury Tigers lead the St. Albans Bobwhites by a score of 6-0. In terms of offensive statistics, not a huge amount to talk about. Neither team has completed many passes. In fact, the only completed pass tonight has been a 20-yard pass from Tim Gettleman to Simon Fisher. On the running side of the ball for the Tigers, you do have C.J. Bryant, 9 for 78, but keep in mind, one of those was a 49-yard run. Also, Simon Fisher has accounted 6 rushes for 40 yards and a touchdown. On the other side of the docket, there have been no passes attempted by the VFA St. Albans Bobwhites. The rushing load has been handled almost exclusively by Cooper Coffey, who has run 13 times for only 38 yards, not particularly productive anywhere else. The only yardage technically on the scoreboard that the quarterback, Laughlin, has accounted for is negative 10 rushing yards. So certainly not a humdinger out here for scoring, which has not been the way the season's gone so far.
No, and again, and coming into this game, we had talked about the Tigers giving up about 31 points per game, and one of the things that they wanted to do in this game is keep the opponents off the scoreboard. And again, if you look at whether it's half empty or half full, I think the coaching staff has got to be pretty happy that they haven't allowed any points in that first half.
Yes, absolutely. And you have to feel like really go out there. And very often we talk about adjustments that they make. You know, from the Tigers' perspective, I think they'll make a few adjustments to get the offense trying some different things, to try to spring a few players. Defensively, you got to feel like just keep going out and doing what you're doing. Well, for the Middlebury Tigers, they only scored once in the first half. That was Simon Fisher at 4:44 of the first quarter on a 17-yard reverse handoff from Tim Gettleman. Bodie Rubright's kick was blocked. And the score at that point, 6-0. But looking around the league this weekend, it's important to note what else is going on because, as Bruce has pointed out a few times tonight, all the teams at the top are tied by a record of 2-1. And there's some big games in that regard. The 2-1 Seawolves will be at home against Brattleboro this weekend. If you're not sure who that is the combination of the South Burlington Wolves and the Burlington High School Seahorses. Colchester will be taking on CVU at home this weekend. A big game, Hartford. Will be taking on Rutland. Hartford ranked currently number one probably in the record books. They are 2-1 but tied with other people. They and Rutland. Rutland is also 2-1. Will be going against each other. Mount Mansfield will be away at Essex. Mount Mansfield is 2-1. And Rice, the somewhat surprising Rice Green Knights, will be hosting St. Johnsbury tomorrow at 1 o'clock at home, and that's going to be a pretty fascinating game. Rice has been a pretty good team this year, but a little bit up and down. St. Johnsbury is such an effective passing attack. It'll be interesting to see what happens there. But some interesting games on the slate this weekend, Bruce.
Yeah, and again, for the Tigers, next week they're going to be taking on the Rutland Raiders at home at Doc Collins Field. And so, again, how much better will they feel about themselves if they go into that game at 500, 2-2? Again, it's only an 8-game regular season, so each one of these games has a significant amount of importance.
It certainly does, and that game is going to be also important from a kind of high school tradition standpoint. Next week is homecoming week at Middlebury High School. All sorts of activities for the week going on. Certainly the school is going to be festive as people dress up for all sorts of interesting dress-up days and things like that, and lots of different sporting events next week will be going on. But the Tigers, certainly that game against Rutland, homecoming game, Rutland, one of your great rivals, that'll certainly be an exciting game.
Yeah, and again, for the Bobwhites, it doesn't get any easier for them either. Next week, they're going to take it on Hartford on the road. And so, again, Hartford right now, along with a whole bunch of other teams, in first place. So they really would like to put a win in the win column themselves.
But that's a whole week away. Right now, they need to be focused on the second half. Neither team has a huge margin for error. We're going to step aside for a moment. We'll be back with the second half kickoff with the Tigers leading 6-0 on 92.1 WVTK.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606.
Hi there, this is Craig Lee, sales manager at Foster Motors in Middlebury. It's the Ram Power Days and the Jeep Adventure Days here at Foster Motors, and I want to invite you into our dealership to find a vehicle that works for you. I could sit here and throw out all kinds of discounts and amazing payments on vehicles for like 30 seconds, or I could just offer you our services. Great deals on new, pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs, and vans, and great trade values at a dealership that is there for you. Come in the Foster Motors. Sit down with a member of our sales staff and see why we are much more than just a name on a mud flap. And always remember, at Foster Motors...
Yeah! You're listening to MUHS Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
And so coaches, just one thing you might not know, is that when a lot of people are out on the field, generally there will be coaches called spotters who are up in the press box or some other place that they observe, they can see from a little higher above, and they communicate via headsets with the coaches on the sideline. When the spotters for BFA walk behind us, they said to someone out in the crowd, "It's about to get dirty." So it'll be interesting to see. I assume they don't mean dirty physically. I assume they mean it's been a rough and tumble football game. Probably what they talked about at halftime. Hey, go hit somebody in the mouth. I expect to see that out of both teams here in the second half.
Well, it'll be interesting to see the adjustments made by both teams. Again, for the Tigers, they played a pretty solid first half. Again, they've moved the ball up and down the field. Only got it in the red zone once. And for BFA, I think they just need to execute a little bit better. Both of these teams need a win, but only one of them are going to get it. We'll see what happens.
And the Middlebury Tigers leading by a score of 6-0 here as the second half is about to get underway, or about to kick it away from the 40 down to the returners of St. Albans, who are standing at about their 3-yard line. I think they're anticipating that the high wind will bring it down to them. And it may, although it's not going to quite. It's going to bounce at the 15. It's going to get picked up at the 5. And here comes the returner. He's about the 25, bobbing and weaving up the middle. He's going to stop at about the 29-yard line. And that's where BFA is going to take over, looking to see if they can tie this game up. Right now, it has not been a particularly productive offensive night. In fact, it hasn't been productive at all for quarterback Nate Laughlin. The senior has accounted for no pass completions and has run for a total of negative 10 yards. So right now, if anything's going to turn it around for the Bobwhites, Laughlin's going to need to step it up. And certainly for the Tigers, their team has been doing a fantastic job, including the defensive line. Laughlin is back in the shotgun. Three wide receivers to the left. One running back with him. It's going to be a pitch out to the running back behind those wide receivers. And he just absolutely lost his footing and fell down after no gain on that run. That was the second time this game that Cooper Coffey has just kind of fallen over.
Yeah, he tried to run to the left there. And I don't know if he lost his footing or maybe got a cleat caught in the turf, but he just went down. And right now they're saying no gain, second and 10 from the 30. Well, actually,
it should be second and 10 from the 30.
Second and 10 from the 30, yeah.
About the 29, actually. And a second and 10 coming up. This time up to Laughlin. He's going to pitch it out this time to the right side in a pretty decent hole. The running back ran into his own man, and that slowed him up, and the Tigers were able to pursue it. A gang of Tigers are in there on top, including number 76. That's Josh Kerr on the tackle for the Tigers. And it looks like that was Coffey carrying it again. Coffey not having a particularly productive night on the ground. He did gain about 3 yards on that carry, but it is going to be third and 7 coming up for the Bobwhites.
You know, that's the second time that it's a play that the Bobwhites have had where the running back has run into his own man and ended what could have potentially been a larger gain.
Yeah, the running game just looks a little confusing for the Bobwhites. They're developing plays slowly. They're running into each other. Not looking very smooth. Laughlin back in the shotgun. He's going to try throwing it downfield. It gets tipped on the air by the Tigers. That was Ian Plouffe who got his hand on it. And it is going to be 4th and 7. One will expect a punt from the St. Albans Bobwhites. And the Bobwhites are a pretty terrible punting position.
And they're punting into the wind. So again, they'll be kicking from the 30. So you can expect Middlebury, if this does indeed become a punt, to get the ball back with pretty good field position.
And they are going to be punting it away from about the 20. And here comes that punt. And it is just kind of going to die off the foot. And it's going to end up being the 46-yard line of the Tigers. That's where they're going to take over, leading 6-0, 10:24 left to go in the second half.
So that was essentially because he kicked from the 30. That was a 24-yard punt, and boy, another one where that was in the wind. That was like a dying quail.
Yeah, and coming off his foot didn't look terrible, but there wasn't much there to be done. It is going to be 1st and 10 for the Tigers from their own 46. Gettleman and the gang looking over to the right sideline, getting the calls in. Three coaches stand there, all giving signals. And here they come up to the line of scrimmage. No wide receivers, two tight ends on each end of the line, three running backs in the double wing. Gettleman under center calls for it. He's got motion from the right to the left. It's going to hand off to the man of motion, which is Buxton. Finds a nice hole on the left side, plowing forward, finding holes, and is able to run up a gain of about 13 yards on that first down carry. It's going to be 1st down coming up for the Middlebury Tigers.
And the Tigers using their speed to get that ball quickly out to the left and running along the sideline before being taken out.
So far this season, we've seen the Tigers run a lot behind the right side of their offensive line. Tonight, they've been quite productive going behind the left, it should be noted. Nice job there over on the left side by those guys. And it is Gettleman under center. He's got three running backs with him. Man, it goes in motion. Fisher from the left to the right. Gettleman now sprints out to the right with the football. He's going to keep it himself. Never looks up. He's plowing forward into a few linebackers. And that's going to be about a 5-yard gain for Tim Gettleman. 2nd and 5 coming up from the Tigers. They're moving down the field. They're going to be at the 39 of the Bobwhites.
And as you mentioned, Bjarke, 2nd and 5, 2nd and 6 from the 39, 9:45 left to play third quarter, 6-0 Middlebury.
And this is a fast-moving game. You'll get that in a 6-0 game where there's only one completion. And the Tigers come up under center. It's Gettleman under center with his three running backs in the double wing. He's got motion for Buxton from the right to the left. Gettleman has it. He's going to hand it off to Fisher, tries that middle. Kind of a bouncy bounce off the quarterback when you take it play there for Fisher, and he gets dropped for no gain.
That is the third or fourth time that they've tried to play like that, and it hasn't worked. Again, the Bob White's in the backfield almost immediately. Last time in the second quarter, they tried to run left. This time, a similar play, and it just did not work.
Well, one of the things for the Tigers is that there aren't as many options with the wind. You can't really run a run-pass option sort of play particularly well. They know if it's not Buxton coming one way, it's going to be Fisher coming the other on the counter. And it is Gettleman in. He's got it himself. He's going to swing it back to Buxton, who's way in the backfield. Tries to move forward. Looked like it might have been potentially a halfback option. He decided not to take it. And probably a good decision to hold it out of himself. Not make a mistake and live for another day. However, it is going to be 4th and 10 from the 44-yard line. And one would expect, we'll be interested to see what the Tigers do here. I would expect them to punt it, but given the win, they may not. We'll see. Yes, they are. Thatcher Trudeau is going to be in for a punt. I have to admit, I like that call. And Trudeau is waiting at the 44-yard line. He's going to get it, and the punt is up in the air. He kept it high so it wouldn't get too caught up in the wind. That's going to be a very nice punt for the Middlebury Tigers, as long as they can cover it. They were not able to, I don't believe. No. It's going to end up being a touchback and come out to the 20.
Well, the effort was certainly there. Again, it was a kick that they got up into the air, and it certainly hung up there. And the Tigers tried to get down there. Zach Dunn, I believe, was the one that tried to corral it before it got in. What a great play that would have been if they could have backed the Bob Whites up to the 1 or 2 yard line, but it just scampered in there. And so, again, missed opportunity or not, we'll have to see for the Tigers. But the Bob Whites taking over 1st and 10 on their 20. 7:57 left to play, third quarter, 6-0 Middlebury.
Laughlin is back in the shotgun. Two wide receivers on either side, two running backs on the right, one on the left. They're running it right up the middle for no gain there. That was number 20, Caleb Norris, on that carry for no gain. I have to admit, it doesn't make a lot of sense if you're not going to throw. Why do you put three wide receivers out and then not try to block, go behind them at all? It was put three wide receivers out and then to try to go right up the middle.
Maybe a decoy?
Maybe. Maybe. Not much room for decoying right now. Just go out and hit somebody.
True.
All right, Laughlin back in the backfield. One, two running backs, three wide receivers. This time they do throw out to a tight end who's going to get forward. He's not going to quite be to the first down marker, but a decent pickup of about 7 there. It's going to be 3rd and 3 coming up for the St. Albans Bob Whites.
Is that the first completed pass they've had
today?
That
is the first completed pass they have had today. That went to number 88, Mark Halrigan.
And Laughlin did a smart thing there. Going against the wind, he kept it low and was able to get it down to where his receiver could pick it up. Nice pass there. They're giving him 8 on that, 3rd and 2 from the 28.
And Laughlin this time is going to be under center with two running backs and two wide receivers. Laughlin has it. He's going to hand it to his running back, who's going to move forward. And is he going to get the first down? I don't think so. He's going to be shy of that first down marker. It's going to be 4th down and 2. And St. Albans is going to have a decision to make. Boy, tough one here. You'd almost think you have to put it away. You're at the 30-yard line, but you have the wind coming right in your face. Looks like they're going to go for it, probably keep it in Laughlin's hand and have him push forward, try to get the quarterback sneak.
Well, they just changed it. Now they have on the scoreboard 4th and 1.
Yeah, it's a 4th and a long 1 if you look where the sticks are here. Laughlin calls for it. He gets the first down. Yes, he did. It's going to be 1st down for St. Albans.
Well, that was a gutsy play by the coaching staff of the Bob Whites, because if you didn't make that, you would have been in a world of trouble.
No, absolutely. But then again, they had a tough spot. Every time they've been punting it from there, the Tigers have been taking over with it at the 45 or the 50. If you're going to win the game, you got to play to win the game, and that's what they're trying to do, obviously. 1st and 10 from the 30 for St. Albans. Laughlin back in the shotgun. Two running backs protecting him on either side. Two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Laughlin calls for it, hands it up the middle to his running back, gets stacked up by Trudeau coming through the line. It was Trudeau and Plouffe in on the tackle for the Tigers. That's going to be gain of only about 2 for Cooper Coffey. Right now, it really seems like these plays are developing very slowly for
very slowly.
The
very
handoffs are slow.
You know, again, the 6th play of this drive, and again, they're very slowly gaining yardage. But the other thing is it's taken a lot of time off the clock.
Second and 9 coming up for the Bob Whites from their own 31. 5:15 left to go in the third. Tigers leading 6-0. Laughlin calls for it. Throws a bubble screen out to the wide receiver on the right side. Builds up a little steam. Is able to get forward about 4 yards. It's going to be 3rd and 6 coming up. Maybe 3rd and long 5 coming up for St. Albans.
Yeah, Adam Forbes for the Bob Whites with the nice reception there. 3rd and 5 from the 35, 4:50 left to play third quarter, 6-0 Middlebury.
And for that 3rd and 5, will they look to go to the air a tiny bit here? Laughlin is back in the shotgun. He's got one wide running back with him. He's got 3 wide receivers and a tight end. He's got it. He is going to look downfield. Nope, he's going to pull it down. He's going to look downfield again. Oh, boy, if they don't call that. Wow, that was unbelievable. All right, so I think they're going to say it must have been an uncatchable ball because that was pass interference, no matter the team. I realize I'm a Middlebury broadcaster. I'm a Middlebury employee. I'm obviously a fan. That player was wide open, got run into by the Tiger defender, and there was no call. The fans are incensed here at St. Albans, and I have to say, they deserve to be. Well, that's the way sports go sometimes, and it's 4th and 5 coming up for St. Albans. Laughlin's going to be putting away from the 24. And it's high, but he's going to get it. And he's going to get, oh, that punt looked good, and then it slowed right down. And now it's going to spin backwards. Tigers are going to take it over for the 47-yard line of St. Albans. 1st and 10, 4:21 left to go in the third. Tigers leading 6-0.
And again, on that play, the wind playing a factor. He kicked it from about the 30. It went up, and it looked like a really good kick. And we were both watching it. The wind actually blew it back and down.
Yep.
So the net on that is about a 17-yard kick.
And when it took off, it looked like it was going to do some business. It just was not able to. Tigers in great field position, as they have been many times tonight. 1st and 10 from the St. Albans 47. Gettleman has it. He's going to keep it himself and try that right side. Gets smothered, but after he gains about 3 yards, going to the left side of the line again is Tim Gettleman.
You know, again, Bjarke, on that last series, you're 100% right. I would love to know what the reason was for no call on that play, because the Bob White receiver was definitely interfered with.
Yeah, that's, you know, the human error is to some degree a beautiful thing, right? I mean, we're all out here. We're on the radio. They're on the field. We're all just trying to do our best, and sometimes you miss a thing or two. Quarterback under center. He has several wide receivers. Pitches it out to Tyler Buxton on a bubble screen on the right side. Finds a hole, able to get forward for about 7 yards. Actually, no, I take that back. About 11 yards there. It's going to be 1st and 10 for the Tigers.
So the Tigers starting this drive on the 47 of the Bob Whites, and they've got it down to the 35. 1st and 10 from the 35. 3:30 left to play third quarter. 6-0 Middlebury.
And it is 1st and 10. Gettleman under center with 1 running back, 4 wide receivers, 2 on each side. Gettleman has it, hands it to Brian in the middle. Nice hole on that right side. And he's going to jump forward for a gain of about 7 there. It's going to be 2nd and 3 coming up for the Tigers.
And that's an ideal position to be in, as we mentioned earlier. You know, a down like that where you've got only, you know, 3 yards, 2nd and 3. Nice run there, 2 picking up 7 on that third play of this drive.
And it is Gettleman under center with his 2 receivers to the left, 2 to the right, and 1 fullback. Bryant's in the backfield. Gettleman's running back. He's looking downfield. He's tossing it up. He's got a wide open man. And that is going to be Simon Fisher with his 2nd touchdown of the night. He came just open in the back of the defense. Nobody was with him. 27-yard touchdown for the Tigers.
And Gettleman with a nice pass, a nice tight spiral pass.
It wasn't a touchdown. I'm sorry. It was not a touchdown. Here I am saying terrible thing. It looked like I thought it was. But they stopped him and brought him down at the 3-yard line, I'm going to say. So it's a gain of 14 yards. Gettleman is under center. Gettleman's under center. He's got 3 running backs. He's going to go back. Now he's looking for that touchdown that I thought they had before. And it's going to fall down incomplete to the ground. Oh, that was a 2-point conversion. Are they? What's going on out here? I apologize. It is 12-0. I'll explain it when we come back on 92.1 WVTK.
Look under your feet. That's concrete. And whether it's at home, on the farm, or in the workplace, concrete makes up foundations, sidewalks, barnyards. There are lots of uses for concrete in Addison County, but there's only one place to get it. J.P. Carrera & Sons. Their state-of-the-art plant, modern fleet of red, white, and blue trucks, and experienced drivers ensure the quality and efficient delivery of your concrete, crushed gravel, wash sand, and stone. Route 116 Middlebury, 388-6361. J.P. Carrera, the name in concrete.
Desabre Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk grade dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desabre on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
Now back to the field for more Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK.
And we're back, and we need to apologize for the confusion at the end of that last segment there. We did not think the Tigers had gotten in because no one acted as if they had gotten in. They set the ball up really quickly for a two-point conversion. The officials never raised their arms. The Tigers never celebrated. No one did anything. So we thought we had made a mistake and that they were on the two-yard line. Turns out, actually, that Fisher had scored the touchdown, and there was a two-point conversion that was missed. So the Tigers do lead 12-0. We apologize for the confusion. After a run back, the St. Albans Bobwhites have it, first and 10 on their own 36, trailing 12-0. And this time we have a fullback trying the middle of the field. He's going to get knocked backwards. There's a fumble. The ball's out. There was a flag on the play, too. Everything is super choppy and messy. The officials are going to give the ball to the Tigers.
But again, as you mentioned, Bjarke, there's a flag on the play, and it's in the backfield.
If the Tigers can decline the flag, they will be able to keep the ball. The penalty is declined. Middlebury Tiger football, first and 10. Huge turnover there. That fumble was by number 24, Adam Forbes. And right now, the Tigers are starting to come into some level of command in this game.
Well, earlier in the game, we saw a crucial penalty on the Bobwhites. It took away a huge gain, and now we have this fumble. And so this is one of those points in the game where BFA St. Albans really needs to stop the Tigers and stop them now.
And for the Tigers, they just want to eat some clock. Tim Gettleman under center, three running backs, one wide receiver on either side. Gettleman has it, hands it to Bryant, going right up the middle, making his way forward. The Bobwhites tried to strip the ball out. It'll be interesting to say whether they had it. It looked like they removed it from Bryant's hands, but it doesn't look like the officials are going to give it to them. On the same time, Gettleman appears to be on the ground in the backfield. So a lot went on in this play, but there's a lot for us to figure out for you at home. It was a gain of about 12 yards for Bryant. Looks like they won't say that Mark Howergan ripped it out of his hands at the end. But I believe that's Gettleman. I can't quite see. We'll see here.
I don't really have a great vantage point either.
Being talked to by the officials out there. Looks like they might just be stretching him out, maybe.
Maybe a cramp.
Yeah, they're just stretching him out. That's a good sign, certainly, for the Tigers. And it's a good sign for the Tigers that the officials aren't worried about what happened between Howergan and Bryant, certainly. It looks like the Tigers have maintained possession. The score is 12-0 with 2:23 left to go in the third quarter. Confusing game. Now the audience is reacting as though St. Albans got the ball. And to be honest, I can see why that might be. What happened? Howergan had Bryant kind of caught up, and they were pushing forward. He pulled it out of his hands. There had not actually been a stop to his forward momentum because Bryant had continued to push forward. There, no whistle had blown by the time Howergan actually had the ball.
And there was no indication by the officials that it was a fumble or that there was a change of possession.
Well, yeah, because he turned and he had the ball out. I agree. I think these officials, to be entirely honest, I think you pointed it out, I think they're maybe they're not the most experienced crew. It has not been the smoothest night for Fisher.
It definitely has not been a strong effort. But again, we talked early in their season about learning opportunities and adversity during the season. That happens. You know, we're human. People are human. Broadcasters are human. The players are human. Everybody's doing the best they can. So again, the one player is still down with that cramp. And it looks like
that is definitely not Gettleman, actually. It is Spencer Catterett.
And number 79.
Spencer's had a good game tonight, for sure, playing on that offensive line and on that defensive line. He is coming off under his own power. He's doing it slowly, though. And right now, it is going to be first and 10. However, we should say the scoreboard still has the ball, being Tigers' possession. So we'll see what the official, but the Tigers are set up in a defensive posture out there. So it looks like St. Albans does, in fact, have the ball. First and 10 for the St. Albans Bob Whites for their own 23-yard line. Well, St. Albans is trailing 12-0.
Well, talk about dodging a bullet.
Yeah, absolutely. So it is Laughlin in the backfield with one running back, Coffey, back there with him. Three wide receivers to the left. One tight end, two tight ends down on the line. He calls for it. He's going to keep it himself on that left side. He's got a little bit of a hole. He gets that outside, and he turns upfield. Going, it ends up being Buxton driving him out of bounds, but not until they go from the 23 up to about the 36. That's going to be a 13-yard gain there for the quarterback, Laughlin. We haven't seen that kind of running tonight.
Well, considering the wind has really taken away some of the team's other options, using his speed there, running left and getting a big gain there. Nice job by the Bob White's quarterback.
And coming up to the line of scrimmage are the Bob White's. First and 10 from their own 36. Laughlin this time's back in the shotgun with run running back with him. Three receivers over to the right. Laughlin's rolling right, looking downfield, though, keeping himself. He's going to get picked up. Thatcher Trudeau comes up and sticks one on him. And that is going to be a loss of a couple there, a loss of about two for the quarterback, Laughlin. Nice tackle by Trudeau.
Trudeau, again, we've said his name a couple of times tonight with regards to getting in the backfield, utilizing his speed. Great play there, bottling him up. They're going to give him a loss of two there, second and 10 from the 34. 1:44 left to play third quarter, 12-0 Tigers.
And they're coming up to the line. It is now second and 12. 1:36 left to go, as you said, in this third quarter. Laughlin's under center with two running backs, two wide receivers. Laughlin goes back, hands it to the running back in the backfield, plowing forward for a few until he's tackled. That's going to be a decent gain of about seven on that carry for Adam Forbes. But they're looking at a third and decent area here. Third and about seven coming up.
So they're marking the ball at just over the 40, third and six, with 1 minute left to play in the third quarter. And for the Bob Whites, I think this is a first down conversion they'd really like to have.
Laughlin is under center with two running backs and two wide receivers. He goes back. He's going to hand it to Forbes, tries the left side. Great job by the Tiger defensive line and the fullbacks. They're coming in and knocking him down. He's plowing forward, but it's not going to be enough. It's going to be fourth down coming up for the Bob Whites. And we'll give him a gain of a couple on that carry. But as we said, that is not going to be enough. Fourth and a decent bit, I would say, from where we're standing, about a yard and a half, 2 yards. Looks like another Tiger is being tended to out of the field. He's coming off.
CJ
Bryant, the speedy sophomore.
So they're marking it at the 44. So fourth and two from the 44 with just under 30 seconds left to play in the third quarter. And it looks like they're going to go for this.
Official just lost his hat and had to chase it across the field here out here in the Chicago sort of wind. All right, fourth and two it is for the Bob Whites from their own 44. Time's ticking away in this third quarter. And they're going to hand it off to Forbes. He is not going to get it. He's going to be stopped well short of the first down. Tiger football again on the St. Albans Bob White side of the field.
Nice job by the Tigers stopping that and preventing that first down. In a pretty good field position here. First and 10 from the 45 with just about 13 seconds left in the third quarter.
And Tigers looking over the sideline, looking to get the signals in from their coaches with this first and 10. I'd need that if I could. All right, they're looking over. Gettleman is getting that call in. He's got Plouffe in the backfield with him right now. Thatcher Trudeau in at fullback for the Middlebury Tigers. Thatcher, maybe a little more of a natural thumper. It'll be interesting to see how they use him here. Plouffe's in motion. They're going to use... No, Gettleman's going to keep it himself. Big hole up the middle. Pull it out to the left side. Gets a nice block. Makes a man miss. Now he's gotten forward to about the 30-yard line. Nice pickup there of about 15 yards for Tim Gettleman. Timeout is being taken by Middlebury with only 4 seconds left to go in this third quarter. Interesting spot there, not just letting it going down into the fourth quarter.
Well, you know what they're doing. They're going to try to take one final play of the quarter with the wind.
Expect to see a throw here?
Well, I think you might. I mean, you've got really nothing to lose. You're up by 12. You're just about to go into the fourth quarter, and you've played very well this quarter. I'd put one in the end zone here.
And the officials are talking it over, certainly, with 4 seconds left to go in this third quarter, with the Middlebury Tigers leading 12-0. Tigers defense has certainly brought it tonight, allowing no points and really no major big plays, at least not one that hasn't been called back by penalty, for the St. Albans Bobwhites. And here they come up to the line. Gettleman is going to be under center. He's going to have two wide receivers off to his left. He's going to have two receivers to his right. Thatcher Trudeau set up directly behind him in the backfield. St. Albans is spread out with three defensive backs playing well back of the line of scrimmage. Probably looking for that pass play you're talking about. Gettleman under center. Calling it out. He's waiting. He receives the snap. He gets it. It's a bubble screen out to the left side. Goes off Ploof's hands and bounces harmlessly to the dirt. At the end of the third quarter, Middlebury 12, St. Albans nothing. A 92-1 WVTK.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
This is Middlebury Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
And we are back for the fourth quarter here at 92.1 WVTK. The Tigers are leading St. Albans by a score of 12-0. And it is the Tigers with the football. Second and 10 from the St. Albans 30. And as Gettleman under center, he's got Bryant back in the game behind him, but they're going to hand it to Buxton, going up that left side, getting nice space, plowing forward, down to the 10, down to the 5. Nice, strong, physical run there by Tyler Buxton following that left side of the Tiger line, which has been doing a great job all night long.
Yeah, the Middlebury lines on both sides of the ball, offense and defense, have really been doing a good job tonight, giving their running backs room to run, and on the other side of the ball, getting penetration.
And they got all the way down to the 5 on that play. Started at the 30. We'll give them a gain of 25 on that run for Tyler Buxton. First and goal from the 5-yard line coming up for the Middlebury Tigers. And it's Gettleman under center. He's got a man in motion. He's going to hand it off to Bryant trying up the middle. And he's going to get stopped after a short gain. It's going to be second and about 2 coming up for the Tigers, leading 12-0.
And for the Bobwhites, this is really one of those points in the game that they really need to stop Middlebury right here. They really cannot allow another score.
Oh, absolutely. They haven't scored tonight. They haven't looked particularly efficient on offense. They haven't really gotten much done outside of a couple plays that even then were only marginally successful. If the Tigers go ahead by 3 scores here, it's going to be very hard for BFA. Gettleman under center. He's got 3 wide receivers, 2 running backs. He's going to be taking himself over towards that left pylon, and he is in for a relatively easy touchdown. Tigers jump well ahead here.
And Gettleman running left and taking it himself, as you said, really uncontested almost.
Yeah, I think there was so much fear of Bryant coming up the middle there that after he made that fake, he was able to take it himself over to that left pylon. And Gettleman has had a very successful year so far on the ground. He's rushed for, that's his seventh touchdown on the season to go with his three passing touchdowns. And right now they are going to be going for a two-point conversion. They have not been as successful as this at this year. Gettleman is under center. He has it. He's going to hand it to Buxton over on that left side. And he got it. Two-point conversion. It's Tigers 20. It is St. Albans nothing on 92.1 WVTK.
Champlain Valley Properties is ready to help you with all of your real estate needs. If you're looking to buy or sell, Champlain Valley Properties will provide you with the highest level of service. They're at 70 Court Street, Middlebury, a company with trusted real estate professionals looking forward to assist you whether you're selling your property or purchasing a new home, land, camp, or farm. See all their property listings by going to their website at champlainvalleyproperty.com. Summer is coming to an end, and time to think about fixing any problems you have with your car, truck, or 18-wheeler before the colder weather sets in. And get the right parts the first time and quick at Napa on Court Street, Middlebury. See Brad and the staff, and they'll take care of you. And if they don't have a part you're looking for, that does not happen often. They'll have it for you in 24 hours. So the next time you're looking for any part, stop in or call Napa Auto Parts in Middlebury. You'll see why everyone is making Napa their choice. Price, quick service from people that can find what you need and find that fast along with the solid advice. See Brad and the staff at Napa Auto Parts on Court Street, Middlebury. For parts for the car, truck, and even the 18-wheeler, and those hard-to-find parts to make your vehicle running smooth, make your number one choice Napa in Middlebury.
This is where the Middlebury Tigers play. 92.1 WVTK.
What a messy play there, Bruce, as we come back.
Wow. Yeah, absolutely. A kickoff, Middlebury kicking off to the Bob Whites, and it was a line drive into the wind, and it hit one of the Bob Whites, and it just
bounced around. Everybody ended up jumping on top of each other. I thought eventually the officials might call them off. And right now, the Bob Whites come out trailing by a score of 20-0, 10:37 left to go in the fourth. If they have any hope of feeling good, they need to get something going here. Tigers just need to keep playing Tiger football. Quarterback has it. He throws it out to a man in the flat who's got some space. Nice shoestring tackle on this near side here by Tyler Buxton. Prevents it from being a more of a gain. It was number 24, Adam Forbes, with that catch. Gained about 6 yards on the pass.
You know, one of the few areas of success that the Bob Whites have had tonight, Bjarke, is Lachlan has been able to throw some short passes underneath the Middlebury coverage. That, by my count here, is his third or fourth short completion there. But you got to get something a little bit bigger than that going and need to do it now.
And Lachlan has a second and four, throws it out to a man, and he's unable to do anything with it. Gets knocked out by Trudeau after it falls out of his hands. That was Forbes again, but that's going to be an incomplete coming up. Or that was an incomplete for Lachlan. And coming up, it's going to be third and about four from the St. Albans 33 or so yard line.
So 9:59 left to play fourth quarter. 20-0 Middlebury, third and four for the Bob Whites from their own 32.
And Laughlin is in the shotgun with one running back, three wide receivers out to the right side. He gets it. He looks over to the right but takes the hole himself. He's not able to do much with it, partially because Spencer Catterett has him. He carries Spencer about 5 yards, but towards the sideline, not forward. Nice job there by the Tigers, especially by Catterett, who's had a nice night. It's good to see him back on the field. It's fourth down for St. Albans. Boy, you'd have to think they have to go for it here.
I would say they would have to. This is really probably the play of the game here. Middlebury makes this stop. It's going to be almost impossible for the comeback down three scores.
Yeah, they're just going to salt it away once they get it. St. Albans talking it over, looking towards that sideline. Looks like maybe Laughlin's getting checked out here on the near sideline. And in fact, it's going to be a timeout taken by St. Albans.
Well, that's probably a good call right there because, again, if you don't convert here and there's a change of possessions, that's going to be almost impossible to come down because Middlebury will have the ball on the 35.
Yeah, you know what? It's a tough spot here if you're the coaches for St. Albans because obviously winning the game is essential. However, you do know that most teams, well, every team in the league is only 2-1 or worse. So even a loss here tonight isn't the end of your world. But you really want to feel productive. And I think if you're St. Albans tonight, you just haven't been productive at all. And if you're the Tigers, you have to be happy with where your defense is.
You certainly do. I mean, the Bob Whites have not really gotten anything going in any area of this game. Their offense has just not gotten started. In Middlebury, again, they've given up no points.
No, it's really nice work. Really nice work by the defensive line of the Tigers. Very often early in the season, players were getting through that defensive line and then getting stacked up by the linebackers, or it was good safeties coming up and making a hit. Tonight, the defensive line's been doing great work. Laughlin, looking at a 4th-and-2, is back in the shotgun. He takes it. He looks downfield. He throws it out. He gets almost intercepted, but then the man's able to catch the ball. Did they give him forward progress? Actually bounced off a Tiger, and the man was able to bring it in. I don't know that he's going to have sufficient forward progress on that catch for Mark Howrigan. I don't think they're going to have it, but I've been wrong before.
I think they're going to bring the chains into measure here.
I think you almost have to with such an important play. Even if it doesn't look close, it's worth taking the time and making sure it's close. It's always hard to tell. We're a little offset from where they are. The ball's sitting at about the 37. We're at about the 47 where we're sitting in the press box. It's a little hard for us to tell. And it's going to be close. Oh, boy, it's going to be close. They got it. They got it by the nose of the football, did St. Albans. But keep that in mind, St. Albans might have gotten a first down. They're still trailing by 3 scores, only 9:18 left to go in this football game.
So they live to play another series of downs here.
They do. It'll be interesting to see. I mean, at some point, they're going to have to open this up a little more than they already are because they need to make some strides. Laughlin is back in the shotgun. He's got one running back. He's got 3 wide receivers, 2 to the left, 1 to the right. And he's getting chased down. He's headed over to the sideline. He's going to pick up some decent yardage, about 7-8 yards before he gets taken out of bounds and crashes into the Tiger crowd over on the sideline there, the bunch of Tiger players who are on the sideline.
It's going
to be close to a first down.
Yeah, I have to give Laughlin credit there because the Middlebury Tigers were in the backfield, in his grill, pretty quickly. And he used his speed to run right there and... I think they're giving him the first down. They are.
They did, and that was surprising acceleration. We haven't seen a lot of speed out of Laughlin tonight. He's a pretty big guy. Not husky, but he's just tall and kind of broad-shouldered. But he was able to get running. 2 wide receivers to the left, 1 to the right for 2 to the right for Laughlin. 1 running back in the backfield. He's got it. He drops back. Quick throw out to this near sideline. Howrigan gets it. Stays on his feet after 1 attempted tackle. That's going to be another first down pickup by St. Albans. Gain of about 15 yards. You have to be wondering, where's this been all night? You also have to wonder whether the Tigers are starting to play a little softer since they might feel like they have it a little bit in the bank here.
I'm not really sure. You know, I almost think that this is really the first time we've seen a sense of urgency, and that seems to be allowing them to move the ball a little bit.
Yep. And right now, it is Laughlin again in the shotgun. 2 receivers to the left, 2 to the right, 1 running back. That is Coffey in the backfield. He has it. He's going to throw a quick hitter out to that right side. Quick tackle made, though. Simon Fisher able to come up and put a stick on Forbes. That's going to be a gain of only about 3 yards. It's going to be 2nd-and-7 coming up for St. Albans from the 35-yard line.
And 8:20 left in the fourth quarter. Middlebury leading 20-0.
Looks like they gave him 4 yards on that.
Yeah, 2nd-and-6 from the 35. But for the first time tonight, the Bob White's moving the ball.
They are, but about 8:09 left to go in the fourth. It is 2 receivers to the left, 2 to the right, 1 running back in there for Laughlin. Laughlin has it. He's going to throw it out quickly to this near sideline, and he's quickly swallowed up by Buxton. It was caught over on this side by Caleb Smith for about a 4-yard gain. Buxton came up and put a hit on him there. No, they gave him, sorry, that was not. They gave a first down on that. It must have been a little longer than we thought. I know, it didn't look like that long of a play, but it must have been. And right now, I guess we'll give him a 7-yard gain on that.
So the ball down to the 28.
And Laughlin looking at a utterly confusing scoreboard there. It is a 1st-and-10. Laughlin's being pursued by Catterett, driving him towards the sideline. He's got him right on his back. And although he was able to get up past the line of scrimmage and gain about 3 yards, excellent backside pursuit there by Catterett to bring him down and prevent any more damage. It's going to be a 2nd and 7 coming up for the Bob Whites. They are standing at the Tiger 25-yard line.
And this is really the first time that they've threatened at all during this game.
Absolutely. And they've been moving the ball, throwing it through the air. Don't know why they didn't watch the game film of last week. And right now, Laughlin is back in the shotgun. One wide receiver to the left, one to the right. Laughlin's going to throw it again. This time, well overthrowing his man. And it looked like the closest person was Zach Dunn, had to try it, but he wasn't able to bring it in. And it is going to be 3rd and 6 or 7 coming up from St. Albans, for St. Albans from their own 28.
And given the position in this game being down by 20, you know this is four down territory.
Oh, absolutely. It's got to be. Given all the different things that have gone in tonight's game, you got to make it work while you can. And right now, 3rd and 7 coming up from the 25. Laughlin is back in the shotgun. He's got one running back, Coffey, in the backfield with him. Two receivers to the left, two to the right. He gets it. He throws it out quickly to his man on this near side. That's Forbes, who's able to stay on his feet somehow and pick up a nifty first down. That was a gain of 15 yards from Laughlin to Forbes. This is a different game at the moment.
Yeah, it certainly is. Laughlin really doing a great job in field management, managing the team and moving the ball kind of methodically down the field.
He's had 8 attempts this quarter. He only had 4 through the first 3 quarters. And it is going to be St. Albans coming up to the line. Two receivers to the left, two to the right. One running back, Coffey, in the backfield with Laughlin. Laughlin looks over to the right side. He's got Harrigan. If he's got, misses him. Harrigan was not able to bring it in. And it is going to be 2nd down and goal to go.
7:01 left to play, 4th quarter. 20-0 Middlebury. First time tonight, the Bob White's threatening from the red zone, and boy, from their perspective, they'd have to feel a little bit better about their efforts tonight if they're able to put at least 6 on the board here.
They would, but I think what you then are going to have to do if they're able to put 6 on the board is asking where this was for the first 3 quarters. You know, they've now taken it to the air against a team that's been shown that's how you can attack them most effectively. And right now, they're doing it when the game is almost out of reach. It is Laughlin looking back. He's going to go to the end zone. He's got his man open, and it falls out of his hands. It went into Forbes' hands. He was well covered by several players there, including that was Mason Kaufman doing a nice job knocking that away. And it's going to be 3rd down coming up for the Bob Whites.
Yeah, probably one that should have been caught. He had it right in the midsection, and I don't know if there was a hand in there or something like that, but that's one he'd probably like to have back.
As you said, it's certainly going to be 4 down territory here. It is 3rd and 10. I guess they could actually get a first down. 3rd and 10 from the 10-yard line. That second stick is right at the touchdown zone. And he's gone. He's going to pitch out to Coffey. Lost it. It's a fumble. It's down on the ground. They're going to cover it up. And Tiger football. Let's see who recovered it. Number 72 for the Tigers, not listed on our roster, unfortunately. But nice work there, fumble recovery.
Boy, again, any time the Bob Whites have had an opportunity tonight, they've had some issue. We've had a penalty. We had this is the 2nd fumble. And so, again, really, boy, there's nothing that coaches hate more than when things like that happen to you. Really.
So the Middlebury Tigers, with a 20-0 lead, have taken over the football with 6:52 left to go in this game. Let's expect a lot of rushing here from the Tigers. It is Gettleman with 2 running backs, and it is going to be Bryant going up the middle, runs into the back of his own fullback, but is able to make a nice little gain there. Looks like he got about 7 yards, maybe 8. It's going to be 2nd and a long 2, short 3 coming up for the Tigers.
6:30 left to play, 4th quarter, 20-0 Middlebury. You're going to give him 8 on that one, Bjarke. 2nd and 2 from the 25.
All righty. And for the Tigers, perfectly content to let time tick away. 6:21 left on the clock with the Tigers leading 20-0. Gettleman under center, 2 receivers to the right, 2 to the left. Bryant's in the backfield behind Gettleman. He calls it out. He turns. He hands it to Bryant. Nice hole up the middle there. Pops forward. That's going to be a 1st down for the sophomore fullback. Gain of about 4. Right now for the Tigers, looking pretty confident in what they do. And considering St. Albans beat Rutland last week, considering the Tigers take on Rutland next week. The Tigers, although they're sitting at 1-2, have to feel good about the schedule moving forward for at least the next game.
Well, they needed a strong game tonight, and so far that's certainly what they've brought tonight. They definitely came ready to play.
First and 10 from their own 30, 5:45 left to go. Gettleman has it. He's going to hand it to Bryant up the middle again, and he's powered through. This is Plouffe, I'm sorry, doing a nice job there. He's still on his feet. He's getting surrounded. He got from the 30 all the way up to about the 48. We're going to give an 18-yard run there. I want to make sure that was Plouffe, not Bryant. Give it to the right number. Yes, it was Plouffe. Yes.
Running right up the middle again. We've said a number of times tonight about what a great job the Middlebury Lions have done on both sides of the ball, and that enabled an 18-yard gain. First and 10 from the Tiger 48. 5:15 left to play, 20-0 Middlebury.
And Gettleman under center with three running backs in the double wing. One wide receiver on either side. Buxton's in motion from the right to the left. Flags come in on the snap. We'd have to expect that's probably movement on the offense. And sure enough, it is. They're going to be taking a few steps back here. But for the Tigers, that's not really that much of a crime at this stage of the game.
Not really. First and 15 from the 43. And again, the clock running. Just about 5 minutes left, and you can expect him to keep it on the ground the entire time.
Absolutely. There'd be no reason not to. The only way at this point you could really let things get out of hand is if you do silly things to give the ball over to the other team. Even if you allow them to score, there's still only so much time on the clock. Gettleman's under center with his four wide receivers and one running back. Now he's got motion, but he's got Bryant taking it. He's back, and he gets covered up, tries to bounce at the outside, but loses some yardage. He's going to lose a substantial number there. He's, well, they'll only lose about 2 yards, I'm sorry. But because of the previous penalty, the Tigers are looking at second and long. It's going to be second and about 17 yards coming up for the Tigers.
Yeah, the ball marked on the 42, and the Tigers waiting for a play to come in from the sidelines.
And willing to take their time. Not taking a ton of time, though. Gettleman under center. Three running backs, two wide receivers. This time it's Buxton moving over to the left side with the ball. Finds a nice hole. Pops it outside. He's down to the 40. He's knocking people around. He's down to the 30. He's down to the 20. Gets knocked down at the 18. Tremendous pickup there for the young man. Gain of 24 yards.
Yeah, boy, a nice play there. Running to the left and just utilizing his speed and outrunning essentially everybody.
Yes, they had not used Tyler Buxton a lot offensively through the first two games. Last week they went to him, and he was productive. He had a rushing touchdown. He had a throwing touchdown. Tonight they have gone to a fair amount, especially as the game has gone on, and he has been productive. His last two runs have gone for 25 yards and 24 yards. Certainly that's what you like to see. And right now it is first and 10 for the Tigers from their from the St. Albans 17, leading 20-0, just 3 minutes or so left on the clock. And it's Simon Fisher trying to ride the right side of the line. He's going to get forward for a gain of about 6 on that first down carry. It's going to be second in a long 4 coming up for the Tigers, well and deep into St. Albans territory.
Yeah, 3:09 left to play, fourth quarter, 20-0 Middlebury. As the clock continues to run.
As the clock continues to run, they're looking it over. They're moving still fairly quickly, though. Gettleman coming to the line. He's got three running backs, one wide receiver, several tight ends. And he goes back. This is going to be Plouffe trying the middle of the line this time, dodging and weaving. He's going to pick up a first down behind that left side of the line, which has done so well tonight. He went from the 13 down to about the 5. We'll give him an 8-yard gain on that run.
Yeah, so it's going to be first and goal from the 5.
Ian Plouffe is somebody that you might forget about a little bit on offense because they don't give him tons of catches, or runs, I'm sorry. But remember, the first big play of this year was a long Ian Plouffe touchdown where he took the kickoff return all the way to the house against Colchester. It is Gettleman under center with three running backs looking at a first and 10 from the 5. Gettleman has it. He's going to hand it up the middle to the aforementioned Plouffe, who's going to get in for a touchdown. Tigers have scored again with 2:14 left to go in the fourth quarter.
And the Tigers running left there and just taking in something the Bob Whites have not really been able to stop all game, taking it to the house. 26-0 Middlebury with 2:14 left to play in the fourth quarter.
And it looks like they're probably going to go for two here, given that they have the wind in their face. And they are going to go for two. Gettleman's under center. Three running backs in the double wing. No wide receivers. He's got a man in motion from the left to the right. It's Fisher, but he's going to give it to Plouffe, who's going to try that left side. And he's going to go in and finish that play off. It is 28-0 on 92.1 WVTK.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
Set, five, ready, five, ready. Hut, hut, hut.
Hey, Martin, it's fun to watch these football games. Oh, what does that mean? The striped guy has his two arms up in the air.
It means it's good for the Tigers. Looks like they're headed for another win. Keep up the winning tradition, Tigers.
For all your fall needs, shop Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
Hi there, this is Craig Lee, sales manager at Foster Motors in Middlebury. It's the Ram Power Days and the Jeep Adventure Days here at Foster Motors, and I want to invite you into our dealership to find a vehicle that works for you. I could sit here and throw out all kinds of discounts and amazing payments on vehicles for like 30 seconds, or I could just offer you our services. Great deals on new, pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs, and vans, and great trade values at a dealership that is there for you. Come in to Foster Motors. Sit down with a member of our sales staff and see why we are much more than just a name on a mud flap. And always remember, at Foster Motors...
Yeah! If it's Tiger football, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. Now back to Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK.
And the Middlebury Tigers, who came in tonight with a score of with a record of 1-2, confidently can think that they're going to move to 2-2 on the night. BFA St. Albans, who came in with a 2-1 record, including a last-minute squeaker last week against Rutland, it looks like they're going to drop to 2-2. After a kickoff, BFA is going to take over first and 10 from the 37, trailing 28-0, 2:14 left to go. And Middlebury takes a timeout.
So again, the Bob White's taking over at the 28 after that kickoff, trying to get something going with 2:14 left to play in a game to be honest with you, not much has gone right for them.
No, it really hasn't. And to some degree, it's a little hard to tell where the strengths of this team lie, BFA. They haven't been able to open up real big holes for their running backs, haven't been productive on the ground. They have thrown some in this fourth quarter. Some of the passes have looked wobbly, and you have to have a feeling that the Middlebury Tigers might be kind of just playing it safe, willing to let a few things happen in front of them. It has not been a productive game at all for BFA. Hartford next week ought to be a tough one. And it is going to be Laughlin under center with two running backs and two wide receivers. He's got it. He's going to hand it to a running back going up the middle of the field. A big explosion there from a running back we really haven't seen all night long. That's a 17-yard gain for Colby Brulette. We have him listed as a tight end. I guess they decided to mix things up a little bit.
And Brulette going to the right side slightly there. And as you mentioned, Bjarke picking up, giving him 16, I guess. First and 10 from the 46.
And first and 10 from that 46 with Laughlin under center. He's got two running backs behind him, one wide receiver on either side. They're going to hand it up the middle. This time, Coffey has a big pull. He's plowing forward. He's going to pick up a good first down. That's a gain of about 12 yards or so. So they are moving the ball. You just have to figure it's definitely too little, a little too late. 1:38 left to go in this game. 28-0 Tigers still.
First and 10 from the 35 with a minute 20 left in the fourth quarter. Middlebury leading 28-0.
And there you go. They try out the middle. It's going to be a big run by number 14. He's going to bring it in from 35 yards out, straight up the middle, into the touchdown zone, and they celebrate. And remember, this is a player who had not touched the ball until about a minute ago of real time, about 20 seconds of game time.
Well, number 14, Colby Brulette, doing a nice job running slightly left, going right through the line, taking it to the house. So a minute 11 left. Bob White's on the board, 28-6.
And Brulette's coming out of the game here. Looks like St. Albans looks like they're going to go for a kick here. I guess you might as well practice your kicking game. And it is going to be Cam Dunsmore with the kick. Snap is down. Oh, it's going to be a fake. They're picking it up, pursued by some Tigers. I don't think they're going to get in. It's going to be close. No good. And it is Tigers ahead 28-6 on 92.1 WVTK.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Virgins, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
When making home improvements, consider your options carefully.
Excuse me? Hello? I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Hi.
Oh, finally. I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Well, you're in the plumbing department, so...
So you can't help me?
No.
Countryside Carpet and Paint is your hometown experts in paint, flooring, tile, and hardwood. Their advice is genuine, and they truly care about how your project comes together. Countryside Carpet and Paint in Middlebury.
Decorate the countryside away.
High school football is on 92.1 WVTK.
Well, the shutout is gone. St. Albans Bob White's with a minute left to go on the scoreboard have gotten on that scoreboard. It is now 28-6. They were able to score from 35 yards out on an excellent run by Colby Brulette. But right now they missed the attempted two-point conversion, a fake point after. They tried to run it in, wasn't able to work. Now they're going to kick it away to the Tigers, and kick it away they do. No attempt to onside kick. It's going to go in the end zone. Tigers are going to get a touchback, and they're going to take it over first and 10. I would expect several consecutive knees coming up from Tim Gettleman. And certainly for the Tigers, you have to feel pretty great about tonight.
Yeah, they certainly do. They came in needing to have a strong defensive game, and that's exactly what you got.
Yep, absolutely. We pointed that out. You know, the offense we were not worried about. Really, it was the defense that you had to wonder how that was going to do. And I have to say, although the offense has played well tonight, I feel like the defense has put the offense in very good position to play well. Offense has had great field position as the night has gone on. With a minute 11 left to go, with the Tigers leading 28-6, with the Tigers having a first and 10 on their own side of the field at the 20-yard line. They're looking over to that sideline, but I would expect some knees here from Tim Gettleman. And sure enough, there he goes. There's the first one. And the only thing is, I think it's a little bit of a bummer. That hurts his rushing average, believe it or not. I believe technically I'm supposed to take two away for that. But, you know, in the end, I don't think anyone's too worried about that in the grand scheme of things. I think for Tigers fans, you simply have to be really excited that a team that had not been able to take St. Johnsbury off the field last week has really done it consistently tonight against the St. Albans Bob Whites. Gettleman's looking at the scoreboard, knows that he has some time to take it down. And he does take a knee. And I think they're going to have to take one more here. They have to take one more. It's third and 10. They're backing up a little bit each time, but not enough to really hurt anything. So next week, the Middlebury Tigers are going to be home for homecoming, taking on the Rutland Raiders. And the BFA St. Albans Bob Whites are going to be taking on Hartford. Come back for the post-game show with all the coverage and our interview with the J.P. Carrera Player of the Game. This is the end of the game. The Tigers have just defeated St. Albans by a score of 28-6. But stick around. We'll all have the highlights, all the discussion, and the interview with our J.P. Carrera Player of the Game right after this. You're listening to Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
Everyone knows how great it feels to accomplish two things at once. That's the great thing about dual enrollment at the Community College of Vermont. You can earn free college credits to get you started on a degree that also counts towards your high school credit requirements. It's the perfect two-for-one. So if you're a Vermont high school junior or senior, consider dual enrollment at CCV. And if you're not feeling ready for college, no worries. CCV offers Intro to College and Careers, a free class for any high schooler that teaches you the skills you'll need to be successful. So apply today at gotocollegevt.com.
Hey, it's Mike.
And Shane from Mike's Auto.
Wow, summer sure went by fast.
Yep, now it's time to get that car checked out for winter.
The best way is our custom winter service, 30-point check that includes mounting your snows.
And don't forget to fluid film it before old man winter eats your car.
No kidding. And if anyone mentions this ad, I'll give you $20 off through September.
And we still have 24-hour towing in case you forget to check out your vehicle.
We also can do your state inspection.
And remember, if we can't fix it,
it ain't broke. Mike's Auto. Elm Street, Middlebury.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Monument Farms in Weybridge is 100% authentic and part of Vermont's heritage. They literally do it all, from growing their own corn, raising the cows, feeding and milking them, then processing and distributing the milk. You can find their great local products in many area stores if you live locally. Please stop by their popular dairy store Monday through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Hey sports fans, Paul here from Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. Archery season is fast approaching, so make sure you drop into the shop and make sure your bow is tuned up and dialed in opening day on October 6th. We have great deals on crossbows and compound bows and a variety of arrows. We can check your draw length and bowstring to make sure you're ready for the range. And don't forget to check out our brand new website, vtfieldsports.com. Remember, always hunt safe and hunt smart. Thanks and have a great day.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
This is Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
Well, welcome back to the Collins Perley Sports Complex up here in St. Albans. You're listening to Middlebury Union High School Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK Port Henry, where the Middlebury Union High School Tiger Football team has defeated the BFA St. Albans Bob Whites 28-6 in a game that they really needed to have coming into this game at 1-2, while BFA St. Albans coming in at 2-1, and the Tigers really putting on a defensive clinic this evening, getting out to a 6-0 lead after the first quarter, a 17-yard run by Simon Fisher, and then the teams were scoreless through the third quarter. A couple of minutes into the third quarter, as Bjarke rejoins us, the Tigers getting back on the board. A 27-yard pass from Tim Gettleman to Simon Fisher, putting the Tigers up 12-0. And then really in the fourth quarter, the Tigers exploding for two more touchdowns. Tim Gettleman with a 6-yard run, a good 2-point conversion. And Ian Plouffe with a 5-yard run, putting Middlebury up 28-0. Late in the game, though, with about 2 minutes left, the Bob White's getting on the board, a 35-yard run by Colby Brule, making it 28-6. The kick was no good. And so Middlebury winning this one 28-6, and Bjarke for the Tigers, it's a pretty big win.
It absolutely is, and I'm joined here by our J.P. Carrera player of the game, Spencer Catterett. Spencer, first of all, congratulations on the good win out there.
Thank you.
You got a little tweaked, but you said just a cramp.
Yep.
That's excellent. Good to see. And you were back out there pretty quickly. So, you know, this must feel good after last week. Talk a little bit about how you're feeling right now.
I'm feeling great. We came out a little slow. I think the long bus ride up here, some people were tired, some people weren't ready. And then Coach gave us a good halftime speech, and we came out ready to go, and we showed what we can do.
Yeah, you really did. You really took care of business. And you know, it's, I would say defensively, it's been kind of an interesting year. You know, some games you've allowed quite a few points. Others, you really haven't. What do you think some, not necessarily specific technical adjustments, I don't think anyone wants you talking about that, but just in terms of your approach to the game, what do you think made tonight a little different?
I think everybody just did their job, and everybody played team defense. We tackled better, a lot better than last week.
Yep.
And we just got to keep doing that.
And was there a point in the game where you kind of get a sense of, yeah, we could do this? I mean, you get a sense of kind of, okay, this is in our pocket.
Yeah, you feel the momentum shift, and it feels good, and you carry that. And if you execute, then it's an easy win.
Absolutely. So talk a little bit. You obviously had a great game. I mean, one thing, I thought they were going behind you quite a bit on the offensive line today, which was great. And defensively, I mean, there were some great plays. There was one where you ran the quarterback down over here. That must have been pretty fun. But talk a little bit about some other players tonight who you thought stood out.
I think Tyler Buxton had a really good game. Ran the ball really well. Tim Gettleman, he's been battling injuries all week, so I think he performed really well.
Yep. Yeah, Simon. I mean, Simon was somebody
Fisher,
else I thought
yep.
could have been up here, and a lot of your line mates, too, really did a nice job. Tyler, a little bit, if you could. He was a little on the offensive end. He was a little quiet the first couple weeks, but he's really come on.
Yeah.
You think that's a change in approach, a change in hair, just the way sometimes handoffs go to different people at different times?
Yeah, I think it's just how it goes.
Just the way it goes. Well, you know, you really did a fantastic job this week, obviously, but next week, homecoming game against Rutland, a team that St. Albans beat really in the last 16 seconds last week. They recovered a fumble and were able to go in and score. Always a tough game against Rutland. What do you think for that game? Adjustments or just go out and play Tiger football?
Yeah, I mean, we always make adjustments. Always depends on who we're playing. But, yeah, it's just Tiger football. We got to play tough. I think we can do it.
Do what you do, absolutely. Yep. Well, just so you know how this works, you can only be player of the game once each season, so this is your time. We don't bring you back up. But it's been great having you here, and great luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
We'll be right back with a few more last words here at 92.1 WVTK. That was our J.P. Carrera player of the game, Spencer Catterett.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
These football games. Oh, what does that mean? The striped guy has his two arms up in the air.
It means it's good for the Tigers. Looks like they're headed for another win. Keep up the winning tradition, Tigers.
For all your fall needs, shop Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini. And then it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians, and they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
When making home improvements, consider your options carefully.
Excuse me? Hello? I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Hi.
Oh, finally. I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Well, you're in the plumbing department, so...
So you can't help me?
No.
Countryside Carpet and Paint is your hometown experts in paint, flooring, tile, and hardwood. Their advice is genuine, and they truly care about how your project comes together. Countryside Carpet and Paint in Middlebury.
Decorate the countryside away.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Look under your feet. That's concrete. And whether it's at home, on the farm, or in the workplace, concrete makes up foundations, sidewalks, barnyards. There are lots of uses for concrete in Addison County, but there's only one place to get it. J.P. Carrera & Sons. Their state-of-the-art plant, modern fleet of red, white, and blue trucks, and experienced drivers ensure the quality and efficient delivery of your concrete, crushed gravel, wash sand, and stone. Route 116 Middlebury, 388-6361. J.P. Carrera, the name in concrete.
You're listening to MUHS Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
And we're back with a little more of the post-game show here. Just got done talking to our J.P. Carrera player of the game. And I had awful to stop by and talk to the coaches as they are talking at the end of the game, as Coach Smith will kind of rally his troops and talk to them. And often I have a chance to talk to Jed Malcolm or John Newseater on the kind of as he's doing that. And I talked about Spencer for a moment, and Jed Malcolm just absolutely raved about what he's done all season long. You know, I said, hey, I'm going to go this way with the player of the game, and he goes, absolutely. He's just been playing flat out wonderfully all year long, and it's great to see just how much they appreciate their players and how much they appreciate them. But these teams, the Tigers just winning by a score of 28-6, they have to appreciate how tonight went.
Yeah, well, we said in the pregame show that they needed to come out and have a strong defensive game, and they did. They gave up 6 points, really a meaningless touchdown at the end of the game. The game was actually a lot more one-sided than the score really indicates. Yep. I mean, 28-6 is a big win, but Middlebury really dominated this game from start to finish.
And strangely, for a team that's been much more offensively effective than defensively effective so far this year, they actually left points on the board. People who've listened to the whole broadcast remember early on, the first drive, the Tigers made it all the way down the field, ended up giving it up on downs, made it down a ways the two drives later, and then gave it up. So it was a game where the Tigers could have actually, I think, gotten in the mid-30s, maybe even up to 40 if a couple things had gone their way. But defensively, they just shut down the ball boys.
Yeah, they certainly did. Really, they could get nothing going. But, I mean, to be fair, the wind, which is, it's got to be close to 40 or 50 miles an hour gusts out there right now, played a huge factor in this game. Although, Lachlan, the quarterback for the Bob Whites, did get some short passes going late in the game when it was really out of reach. But again, as you said, Bjarke, Middlebury really dominating this game from start to finish.
And it's always hard to tell a little bit the way game flow and kind of personality of the, you know, what happens to people as the game goes on makes a difference, because Lachlan started making those throws, and that has been places where people have been affected against the Tigers. Again, hard to know whether the Tigers would have been more keyed up on that had they not been leading by 28 points at that point. But for St. Albans to not attack the Tigers, again, the win does matter, but for them not to attack the Tigers a little more where they may be weakest was surprising. But for the Tigers, certainly a fantastic win. Very have-to-feel winnable game against Rutland next week, but they're going to have to bring it.
Yeah, they are going to have to bring it again. Again, we talked in, you know, earlier this year about the highs and the lows. What a crazy season this has been. We talked about that in the pregame show again. They dominated Hartford, and tonight they dominated St. Albans. What are we going to see next week against Rutland? You don't want them to get too high, because they kind of blew this team out tonight.
And certainly it'll be interesting to see what's going on around the league and how that may shake up. We're going to step aside for one last moment. We'll be back to look at what's going on around the league and to give our last goodbyes here on 92.1 WVTK.
No one likes being on the sidelines. But if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the field, ice, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury, or at PorterMedicalCenter.org/orthopedics.
We're at Shearer Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. I know we talk a lot about the great deals, but there's more to Shearer than just great deals. We remain committed to the members of our communities. Whether we're taking a youth group bowling, sponsoring local community events, we believe it takes a village to make everyone successful. Find out more about how we support the local community. Follow us on Facebook, shop local, and join our village. Come visit us at 1675 Shelburne Road in South Burlington. Find out for yourself why thousands of people choose Shearer.
Desiree Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
Hey, it's Mike.
And Shane from Mike's Auto.
Hey, Shane, I think we should have been electricians.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Because we sure fix a lot of lights.
Yeah, like your check engine light, airbag, ABS, TPMS, and maintenance lights.
Yeah, and don't forget headlights, brake lights, taillights, dome lights, and dash lights.
Oh, and that's not all. We can pretty much fix anything that's screwed or glued to your car.
So if your car shakes, rattles, bucks, spits, or just plain has a hissy fit, bring it on in.
Oh, and don't forget about your state inspection.
And remember, if we can't fix it,
it ain't broke.
Mike's Auto, Elm Street, Middlebury.
Now back to the field for more Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK.
Well, the Middlebury Tigers traveled up Route 7 and Route 89 to come up to the Collins Pearly Sports Complex to play in the wind and see if they could get a win and put themselves back at 500. They were able to do that in a dominant performance, game where really every aspect of the team showed tonight. Maybe not the special teams because they weren't able to do a whole lot with the win, but certainly even they did a nice job in covering everything that St. Albans is going to do. Looking forward to next week, Bruce. Tigers have a game against Rutland, and the St. Albans Bob Whites are going to be taking on Hartford. So a couple last thoughts about the Tigers. What would you like to see them do next week?
Well, it'll be interesting to see what kind of week they have at practice because, again, it's been an up-and-down season. Last week losing in the shootout to St. Johnsbury, and tonight looked like a totally different team. A defensive just example of how you play defense, giving up only 6 points. And you know Coach Dennis is not going to let them get too high about this win. And again, it's a very winnable game next week, so we'll have to see. I mean, they're in good shape, though. They don't have an easy schedule. You know, now back at 500, they've got 4 games left. Let's see where they come up in the standings, given, you know, the other things going on this weekend. We'll know probably a little bit more Monday. And for the Bob Whites, back to the drawing board.
Yeah, certainly will be. For the Tigers, you know, it's interesting. Going to 2-2, two really tough, fairly tough games on the schedule. They're going to have Bird Burton in 2 weeks. They're going to have the Seawolves at home in 3 weeks. But then Rutland and CVU sandwiching that, which could be more winnable games. So if they end up, you know, with a decent record, a little above 500, hopefully from that perspective, maybe decently above 500, then they're looking at getting in the playoffs, probably given the way the rest of the parity has been, pretty good seed. So, you know, as much as that first game, you know, when they were so upset on the sideline, I think it teaches a good lesson to folks at home, for young people playing football, that patience, you know, don't take every moment as, oh, this is the end, right? Remember that a season is long, there's a lot of things, there's a lot of adjustments to make. The Tigers have been able to do that.
Well, again, you know, we remember how upset Tim Gettleman was in, I believe it was week one, when the player from Colchester, you know, was able to leap over him and make a spectacular catch again. If you don't play well and you get beaten, that's one thing. But when, you know, you have an opposing player that just makes a fantastic play, you tip your cap and move on. And then he's been able to do that. He's been fantastic this year.
Yep.
He had a great game again tonight. Very easily could have been our player of the game if he could do it more than once. And so we've talked all season long about this being a young team and having learning moments. And it's been exciting to watch so far. Like, we came up here tonight. We didn't know what we were going to expect. Didn't know what to see on the field. And look what happened. I mean, just a dominating performance by the Tigers.
And the excitement's going to continue next week at homecoming, week 5 of the season, as the Tigers will be back at home, the friendly confines of Doc Collins Field, where they'll be taking on the Rutland Raiders. And you'll be able to listen to all the action right here on 92.1 WVTK on Friday night. Of course, pregame starts around 6:30. Game time goes on at 7 o'clock. For my partner, Bruce Eamon, for Jimmy on the board, for everyone involved in WVTK football, I'd like to say thank you for everyone at home. You listened to the Middlebury Tigers defeat the St. Albans Bob Whites 28-6 on 92.1 WVTK.
You've been listening to MUHS Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK. Tiger Football all season long on WVTK is brought to you in part by Napa Auto Parts, the A. Johnson Lumber Company, Monument Farms, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Denneker Chevrolet, LaBerge Insurance Incorporated, Autumn Gold Jewelry, the National Bank of Middlebury, Lathrop Forest Products, One Credit Union, Foster Motors, Woodware, Champlain Valley Properties of Middlebury, Mike's Auto and Towing, Vermont Field Sports, Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon, Desiree Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, J.P. Carrera and Sons Concrete, Community College of Vermont, Countryside Carpet and Paint, the University of Vermont Health Network, Porter Orthopedics, and Shear Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WVTK and more information, visit 921WVTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WVTK.